welcome to Sport Radio's coverage of this round 15 top of the table clash between the Canberra Transact Capitals and the Bulleen Melbourne Boomers. Craig Revelle and Michelle Hocking in the seats for tonight's matchup. And Michelle, what a game we're going to see here tonight. It is just what we wanted, top of the table. We'll really get a measure of where both these teams are travelling currently.
Absolutely. I'm really looking forward to this one. You know, a lot of anticipation across the league. What will happen with this game? As you say, top of the table clash. Potentially, whoever it is that actually wins this game will retain top position for that important finals round of competition. And these teams haven't met since round one. It was the opening game of the season, and Canberra travelled down, managed to get a win over them. A pretty big toll taken in that game, in that Sharon Milner was injured in that game, Susie Bakovic was injured in that game, and they both then spent extended time of the front half of the season. So, you know, really looking forward to this clash. I think there'll be some great basketball, and hopefully we'll get a reasonably big crowd in, Craig.
What should be a great matchup. Mark Aston on his way up to the commentary position to call all the action for us right throughout the night. So as we look at this team's matching up, it's an interesting one. Cambidge has been on fire, but she has to deal with a former AIS teammate in Mariana Tolo, and that matchup is going to be one we want to watch.
Absolutely, and I think the other factor there is that, Cambridge has been in awesome form. She's just been phenomenal this season. And yes, there is Tolo out on the floor, but the other factor is Susie Bakovic. You know, Susie's got the size and the strength to really match it with Cambridge, and some experience on her as well. So I'm really looking forward. It'll be, you know, I'm not quite sure whether they'll go Tolo on Cambridge or whether they'll put Susie on her. So we'll wait and see. I think they'll mix it up a little bit and try and wear her down.
Yeah. The other matchup, of course, Milner, you mentioned it before, going up against the rotating point guard action of Hurst. And also Romeo. Hunt and Romeo.
Hunt and Romeo. We're used to Hurst and Milner, that's right. But, Hunt and Romeo. And I think that's probably one of the advantages that Canberra has, is that they can rotate their guards around and really wear Sharon down. They've got Hunt, they've got Romeo, they've got Lacey, who's got a bit of size and might throw her on her at some point during the game. But I think it'll be a really interesting game, and I think that Canberra will be looking to really work Sharon over, because she is in many ways the engine room of the group, and she's gets the team going and what have you. But Bulleen goes so deep, they've got some fantastic players out there, and Penaluma and Cambridge in the paint, you've got O'Hay on the perimeter, you've got Shelley Burston coming off the bench, for goodness sake. Who wouldn't love to have her just sitting there ready to go when you need her? And I think she's starting to find a little bit of form, and she might just be the X factor tonight.
She could indeed. As Mark Aston gets ready to call us all the action, I'm going to go courtside, and we'll hear from Coach Kerry Graff in a few moments. But Michelle, when you look at this game tonight, how do you see the matchups running?
Oh, look, I just think that the Cozier, it'll be either Cozier or Wilson. I think Wilson will start on O'Hay. Certainly she's difficult to guard, and I think that Wilson, will do a very good job on her defensively. As I said, Hunt will go to Milner. You look at Cambridge. I actually think Susie will start on Cambridge, and Tolo will start on Penaluma. And but we'll wait and see. Who knows? There might be some zone thrown around tonight, and we'll just have to wait and see what happens out there.
Yeah, well, of course, the Caps have got someone sitting on behind the bench tonight they could probably just grab and chuck out there. But anyway.
That's right.
Lauren Jackson sitting there. Maybe we'll get to chat to her later on. We'll see.
I think, wouldn't it be nice to have Lauren Jackson sitting on the sidelines with the potential of throwing her on the floor? But that's not to be tonight.
And it won't be, and of course, they could just hike them out with her.
Well, they could.
Because she won the grand final last year. These two teams have got this bit of a history going now.
They certainly do, and I think the Canberra girls, whilst it'd be lovely to have Lauren in the group, I think there's also that you know, perception around the league that Jackson wins champions, which Jackson does win championships, don't get me wrong, but that, you know, the championship was bought last season when they brought Lauren Jackson back in. So I think Canberra would be really keen to go out there and say, hey, we can do it with her or we can do it without her. So,
that was the first game of this season, of course, the grand final replay, and the Caps went down to Melbourne, took it down there and beat them. So, we're going down to
Raffi, these are the big games you need as you get set for the finals, and Bulleen are going to pull no punches tonight.
Neither will we. So, yeah, look, it'll be a great contest. I mean, you know, they're a great team with great depth, and so are we. So it'll be, you know, these are the WNBL games that, you know, you love to hear on radio and love to watch on TV.
You're looking forward to this one because the matchups, both teams are very even across all positions.
Yeah, there is. I mean, there's, you know, as you say, a great matchup in every position. You know, we got a two-prong point guard attack with the two young kids, and then in the bigs, I mean, great matchups with Bakovic, Tolo, Penaluna, and Cambidge on the perimeter. You know, O'Hay and Wilson and Cozier, and the list goes on. So, you know, they're great games all over the floor.
Well, you've coached just about all these players out on the floor in the last 12 months. What do you think is going to be the key for your team tonight?
Well, I think, you know, I'm sure Bulleen is saying the possession game will be big in stopping each other's running game. You know, people, that if you can win the possession game, it slows the running game. I think that's going to be big for both teams to keep the scoring down in the 70s.
Well, we're looking forward to a big crowd cheering you on tonight.
Thanks very much.
Thanks very much to Kerry Graff.
Yes, thanks, Craig, down there with Kerry Graff. And a big crowd, and I think it is really building. Oh, just coming in through the car parks out there, there was a lot of cars coming off off Hayden Drive coming in towards the AIS from that way, and I think there's there was a lot of cars parked out in that car park, that a lot more than I normally see. So
yeah, they were saying that I think it was Thursday afternoon there were 1,800 pre-sold tickets, so that would be far and away the largest crowd that we've had in Canberra so far this season. And you know, I think it'd be great if we can get this house rocking a little bit and get a bit of atmosphere happening. It'd be great.
Indeed, I'm sure it will, and of course we will, as the teams are now being introduced, the Bulleen Boomers are getting introduced. Lizzie Cambidge is going to have a huge part in that as she goes out to join some of her teammates, Kylie Reid, Jenna O'Hay, who's going to be big, Rachel Jerry, they've been in great form. Elise Penaluna, we saw her a couple of years ago. We thought she was really coming on. Perhaps she hasn't come on as much as far as Mariana Tolo has in that time.
Yeah, no, certainly Mariana Tolo's had a very accelerated progression and development, and I think that Elise is playing some great basketball and a really strong contributor to this Bulleen lineup and across the league. But I think that in terms of a player who's really progressed and accelerated, I think that Tolo's probably got the numbers on her, I suppose.
Indeed, as the Capitals are now being introduced to the crowd and getting plenty of applause as they're getting ready for the game. Bakovic, who will have a huge job tonight, of course, the battle of the bigs, but also the battle of the small forward shooting guards. There's going to be some intriguing matchups. It is really going to be a great game. Grand final preview, the grand final review. You can name anything of this one.
That's right. I think that I definitely think that we're looking at the top two teams in the competition. You know, regardless if it ends up that we have Bulleen and Canberra in the final, you would have to say that these are the two teams that have set the benchmark for the season, and it would be great. So we're going to go to the national anthem in a moment, and as we do that, we might just
catch up with Tom Ma.
Tom Ma.
Well, Tomar, always good clash, top of the table clash, and Canberra, a great foe.
Yep, it's going to be a lot of fun, I think.
What are you looking for out of your girls tonight?
Well, I want to see us play our Bulleen basketball. I don't want to see anything different. I want to see what we practice come out, what we're building towards. I want to see us getting a little bit better, but I think basically we've got a style of basketball, and you know, that's what we want to perform.
When you look at this team, how you're travelling compared to last year, have you met the goals you have set so far?
No, I didn't set any goals. We're a bit better. We're further along the track, naturally, I think. New coach last year, new players, new coaching staff. I mean, you're going to be better your second year. So, I think we're, quite a decent amount better than what we were last year.
And how are you finding the bullying program? You've seen so many and you've put together so many different programs. How are you finding the structure, and is everything coming along front of house, back of house, as you like?
Of course we're a junior club as well. And right now, we're bragging that our juniors are the best in the country. So if you look across the board, we're really happy with that. So, and they give us great support as well. All our coaches, all our head coaches coaching the junior program, all assistant coaches. And it's a family, based thing. Community sort of thing, so couldn't be happier, really. I think it's going on great.
Well, we wish you all the best tonight.
Thanks a lot.
Yes, Tom Maher there, talking with Craig Revell earlier, and about, well, that's just Tom, very downplayed. I'm not going to get excited about anything. This is just another game.
Just another game, pretty late.
Another season, another year.
He's a hard guy to interview, actually. He really, he doesn't get very excited about stuff, but,
I've interviewed him a lot over the years, and, dragging stuff out of him can be a little bit hard, but when you do, you get some great stuff.
And you do.
There are times when he can really be forthcoming as well.
Those are real gems. And look, he's a great coach. He's experienced. So it's not just the battle of the teams out here in terms of the players on the court. I mean, this coaching battle, you've got Cary Graff, who was mentored in many ways by Tom Maher in her early days and, worked with him in the national program for a while. And, she's now the national coach, and she's got, she's going up against one of her coaching mentors. And, you look at that whole coaching lineup that Bulleen had with Gary Fox, as an assistant coach in a league.
That's
not bad. It's not bad at all, is it? And I know that Michelle Timms does a lot of work with them as well. So
who? it's a lineup of coaching strengths and talents there that who's who of Australian basketball, and it really is good. It's going to be an interesting battle, as you say. Of course. Tom was coach here in Canberra.
Yes.
He's coached Canberra, coached the Opals, and Carrie's done the same. So, just great mentors.
Yes, absolutely. And
it adds to it. I think they know each other's style.
Of course they do. And, both of them have similar philosophies about, the game's won at the defensive end of the floor, and, they really focus on getting up and in and aggressive defense and, maintaining possession and getting after the ball. All those sort of, fundamental approaches and philosophies about the game are very, very similar. So I think this is going to be a really, exciting, grinded out game of basketball. It'll be quite physical, I think, that we'll see a few bodies. It'll be interesting to see how the referees blow this one, Mark. I think that they're going to have to set the standard right at the start of the game. How much are they going to let go in the paint? What are they going to do in the backcourt? Are they going to let people, is the odd hand check going to be okay, or are they going to blow that? I think they really need to establish that very early so that this game can flow, because if they don't, I think that it could be a very disrupted and game that doesn't really flow too well.
Yeah, we don't want the whistle. We don't want the referees to...
We're not here to watch them,
control.
Are we?
We're not here. No, we're here to watch five players from either side at a time out on the court.
Yeah.
And we'd like to see them play, but we do want them to keep it within the rules.
Exactly. Look, I haven't got it in front of me because I left my notes in the car, but I know it's 2 rebounds for Mariana Tolo to 1,000, I think, in the league. And if Bakovic scores 19, yes. I think it's 2,000 2,000 points. Rebecca, I think if she gets the 19 tonight, as Mark pulls the magic bits of paper out from under the desk, he's much more organised than I am.
Yeah, except I don't know which page it is and where it is. But, yeah, I do remember reading that today in the stats. But how much do the teams want to give away today?
Well, look, you know, I think they want to go away with the win. And I think that they're pretty much prepared to put everything out on the floor. So I wouldn't be surprised. You know, I would be thinking that neither... And both these coaches play to win, you know. They're not out here to lose games. And it is about potentially, you know, securing the home final as well. So that's a fairly important advantage to have.
Bakovic is 17 points.
17 points.
It was close.
From 2000, so
you would, yeah, she could go close on that, and the way she's been playing and averaging, and
Apollo's 500 rebounds.
Just two rebounds for 500. Yeah. That's with Canberra, with the Capitals. So it's first against second here at the AIS Arena. The teams are getting their final instructions. The Bulleen Boomers are going big. Penelope and Cambridge will both start with O'Hay, Milner, and
guys,
Jerry.
Final instructions from both the coaches. Still coaching up until the very last moment of the start of this game. And interestingly, Garappi concentrating on transition. Coach Maher concentrating on defending the talls.
And they have some talls. Penaluna and Cambridge will be the two talls out there. But they've got some exciting players around them. And this should be a beauty as they come together. Penaluna up against Tolo will be in the jump. As this one's about to go, the crowd's still coming in as the Caps will get first use of it as it's tipped into the back court by Cambridge. And Cozier ends up with it for the Capitals. Goes back to Hunt. Hunt looking for Tolo. Now goes back to Cozier, right wing. Wilson cuts into the right corner. Now inside the back of it. Backing in against Cambridge. Left-handed hook shot won't go. And Jerry just keeps alive off the inline to O'Hay. Milner on the right wing. She'll pull it up. Back for Jerry. Three from the top and nothing but net.
I think that's a nice way to open the game for Bulleen. You know, just good quick transition, knock down the open threes. We see the ball feed into Tolo. Goes up against Cambridge and good finish. That's a big shot to get over the top of Cambridge and Tolo finished it off well.
Jerry on the left wing for the Boomers into O'Hay. Cutting inside. Chucks a bad pass to Milner. Out of bounds. Turnover.
Yeah, and look, that's one thing Canberra will really have to watch is O'Hay just curls off of those screen actions so well, and she's so good at it that, you know, it's easy to get caught up on it. They'll need a lot of defensive communication to make sure they're not getting caught up.
Wilson with it on the left wing for the Caps. Cozier in the left corner into Tolo, low post. Chucks it back out to Bakovic. Off to Hunt on the right wing. Uses the screen and then cuts to the baseline. Takes it down inside and makes one in off the glass. Nice work from Hunt.
Yeah, great work from Hunt. You know, penetrated hard and just pulled up on the key lane there and before she hit the Cambridge in the middle and knocked that little short jumper down.
O'Hay out high. Wilson defending her. Looks to use a screen from Cambridge. He'll pass to Cambridge underneath. Cozier comes across and knocks it away from behind.
Great
the Caps
anticipation.
Are off and running.
Great anticipation. That's the sort of little plays that Cozier comes up with consistently.
Wilson in to Bakovic, who banks one in over Penaluna. And the Caps are up 6-3 here early.
Yeah, they're using the ball well inside to their bigs.
Milner drives it back down and takes it out left wing for O'Hay. Jerry comes out at the top. Using Penaluna as a screen, goes to the right. Now the pass in towards Penaluna. Tolo, great defense, reaching up, knocks it away. And Hunt will bring it back into the front court for the Caps. But it was great defense right now from the Caps. It's a pass into Tolo. Got a little bit of a knock, keeps it alive. The back of it drives in, lays it up, and Cambridge will be called for her first foul.
Yeah, and look, you know, great job by Canberra. They just feeding the ball into their bigs really well, and Cambridge caught out of position there on the back of Vic left-hander drive. Surprise, surprise. And we see an early sub, and I was saying to Craig earlier that I think Shelley Burston might be the X factor for Bulleen tonight. She's coming back in after consistent injuries and starting to find some form.
Right knee still bandaged up as back of it makes the first free throw for Shelley Hammond. But I'll get used to Burston. Makes them both. Eight.
Mark.
Three. Great.
Coach Maher was very particular about marking up
and defending on the tools in the paint. He is fuming with Penaluna at the moment. Also very disappointed. So many transitions being made here in the first part of the quarter. That's once again another turnover.
They did. As Cozier drives down court, passes back out for Wilson, puts it on the floor, drives in the paint, off to Cozier for the 18-foot jumper from the left wing, and it won't go.
Oh,
and as O'Hay looked to take off, Cozier just stepped in front and knocked her over. Foul against Cozier first. Team foul against the Caps.
Yeah,
first on Cozier.
Canberra, good offensive execution there in that they, you know, penetrated and found the open player on the perimeter, but just couldn't knock it down on that occasion.
So Milner then brings it back down the left wing. O'Hay comes back to the right, off to Burston. Burston to Jarry, who was cutting through into Cambridge. Shot won't go for, and Cozier gets back there to help out and grab the defensive rebound, and the Caps are back at the other end, hunting for towards Tolo. Too high, too fast.
Yeah, probably just a little bit forced there. Probably should have just...
They were really, really keen on... feeding it in there quick.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, that's the instructions that's come from Graffy, obviously, at the start of the game. So Tom Mara a little unhappy, thinking that Susie Batkovic was pushing Lizzie Cambridge around a little down there, but we'll wait and see.
Milner looking to drive inside, turns it over, and Batkovic picks it up as Cambridge was talking to the referee too much and probably not concentrating on what's going. Cozier across the Wilson left wing into Batkovic. Shot won't go, tipped around, and Jarry will pick it up and then chuck it away. She's trying to control it, lost it out of bounds.
Yeah.
And the Caps will have it under their offensive basket with a 24-second shot clock.
Yeah, look, it's interesting, isn't it? I mean, Bulleen are looking a little, having a lot to say to the referees. I think they probably just need to focus a bit more on what's happening on the floor.
Back of it gets it off the inbound pass, shoots it along the baseline. Yep,
far
Tom Maher, timeout. He's frustrated by what's happened so far. 10-3, they scored the first basket. It's a 10-0 run.
Yeah, that's right, and, you know, it's happened pretty quickly, and I was just going to see how many turnovers, but we can't get the stats, live stats aren't coming up for us here, but I tell you what, Bulleen have turned the ball over an awful lot in this opening few minutes.
Here we go,
like magic.
Like magic, six
turnovers. In the first 3.5 minutes of the game, that's unheard of in this league, and, you know, from your top place team, they really need to... You know, whether they are getting physical, a little bit of physical contact or whatever, they've just got to make sure that they look after the ball. They've got to be stronger with the ball than what they are at the moment.
Yeah, not a good start from Bulleen. The Caps and Carey Graff, no doubts, will be thrilled and excited. And yeah, of course, the other benefit of winning tonight, it's probably going to give you the inside running on getting the grand final.
That's right. Home court advantage. It's worth... You know, it's worth throwing everything out there tonight to take home court advantage in a grand final.
Michelle, as you can expect, Tom Maher called a very quick time out there. He is not happy. Too much of the Capitals' play is down in the paint, exactly where he wanted them to stop. Too much of it is being thrown away at the other end. He said they've got to get their head into this game and start working on it. Coach Graff just wanted to talk about the next play phase and making this stop, this time up the floor.
The Bulleen Boomers go inside with Cambridge off a pass inside as she was about just right out in front. She's fouled in the act of shooting. She'll go to the line for a couple of free throws as they came back from the timeout. So that was obviously instruction, get it into Cambridge.
That's right. And look, they had been trying. They just weren't doing it very effectively. She misses the first of a set of two. And Tolo has racked up her first foul.
That will be a key part of this game, perhaps later on. Cambridge makes the second, 10-4, their first basket. And we're 6.5 minutes from quarter time as Cozier dribbles down the right wing, back to back of her because she got Cambridge out of there. Cambridge comes back and blocks the shot from behind. And O'Hay picks it up and brings it back into the left, down the left. Off to Jarry. Jarry alone on the right for three, in and out. Cozier picks the defensive rebound and dribble it straight back down court, driving in behind Burston, but pass out to Hunt. Hunt into Tolo, high post. Back out to Batkovic, who can hit the three, and does. Over the top
does.
Of Cambridge, who was coming out at her.
Yeah, and that's probably one of the advantages that Batkovic have, is that she can step outside and make that perimeter shot, and it will make it difficult for Lizzie to guard her.
Yeah, she can't really guard her out there. Burston into O'Hay, looking to back in against Wilson across the key. Cambridge at the free throw line, forces up a shot as she was looking for someone to pass it to. Couldn't get it to drop, and it quickly into the front court. Hunt has it down the left wing. Cross court to Cozier on the right. In towards Tolo. O'Hay steps and knocks it away. Caps ball under their offensive basket.
Yeah, look, O'Hay did a great job of slipping past the seal and getting a hand on that, because that was a dead set layup for Tolo otherwise. So we see Hannah Bowley coming into the game for Canberra. Tolo takes a quick rest.
Wilson gets it off the inbound pass. Back out to Hunt. She'll set it up from the top. Wilson comes round left. Gets it at the elbow. Off to Bakovic. Bakovic back to Cozier for three from the top. Off to the left it was. Cambridge with the defensive rebound. Bursting quickly to O'Hay in the front court. But she'll wait for her teammates. Give it back to Milner and set up the play. 13-4. 5 minutes till quarter time. Jarry into Cambridge. Cambridge looking for Wilson, and Bowley just holding on to her.
Yeah, Bowley just a little hold of Burston's shirt there as she saw her back cutting and knew she was going to be beaten, and just quick grab of the shirt, and away we go as we see Burston and Lizzie Cambridge having a rest, and then a cross white into the game for the first time along with Panaluma.
Well, Crossword said hello to Hannah Bowley. Bit of an elbow. As the ball came down on the baseline, Hannah Bowley gets called for a foul. It'll be a shooting foul. Tracy Braithwaite is straight in for Bowley. And that's the second on Bowley in a very quick time. So send in the 6 foot seven veteran. As Penaluna goes to the line and misses the first free throw. Not having luck anywhere right now.
No, they're not helping themselves, are they?
No,
those
takes
ones.
Takes a second.
Yeah.
Hunt gets the inbound pass about halfway. Milner keeping close tabs on her as she dribbles left. Now gives it to Bakovic. Bakovic right side to Lacey, who's come into the game. Didn't miss that one. Braithwaite under the basket. Get a bit of a bump, but the shot won't go for her. Jump ball and no call on the bump. The jump ball goes Bulleen's way. Hannah Zavik is in, and Mariana Tolo is back in for the Caps.
Yeah, and we see Milner's taking a rest out off for Bulleen.
So Zavik driving inside against Hunt, blocked by Tolo. She tried to lay it off Wilson. Down the right wing for the Caps, a pull up and put up a three. It won't go. And Zavik coming back, and the referee comes up with somehow saying that the Caps lost that one. That's a joke.
And the Canberra crowd don't like that, as we see Jess Bibby coming onto the floor for Canberra. She had a big game last week, Mark. You know,
well, she'd missed hadn't been playing much with that bit of a back injury and that, so good to see her back in form. We remember those 7 out of 7 three-pointers as they go inside. Back outside to Jarry, who hits a jumper from the right. Alison Lacey gets the ball off the inbound to bring it back down. As it's 13-7 right now in favour of the Capitals. 4 minutes till quarter time. Wilson steps out on the left wing into Bibby at the free throw line. In it goes. It's all net.
It's a good sign for Canberra. You know, Jess Bibby curling to the left there and just knocking down that. You see that so often. If she can light up, I think it would be important for Canberra. Zavik feeds the ball to Crossweight on the back, and we see that there's a foul called. I think it'll be called Lacey. On the Lacey, I suspect.
Yep. Yeah, Lacey was stepping in to help out. Otherwise, it would have been a clean block by Tolo.
That's right.
And that's, well, we're in the penalty.
Yeah, and look at that foul count now. We're looking at Canberra racked up. They're in the bone. Well, they've put Bulleen into the bonus situation, and Bulleen have only got one foul called on them so far.
And that was the first of the game.
That's right. And,
so it's a 5-0 run by the Caps. Crossweight makes the first free throw. Makes them both. It's a beaty. Inbounds to Lacey. I think I caught a Braithwaite before, didn't I?
You did.
Down the left wing she comes. Back for Wilson. Wilson to Bibby. Bibby looking to drive baseline. Nut. Gooms back out of there. Drives round to the left. Finds Lacey to Wilson, 7 seconds on the shot clock. Wilson towards Tolo, a bad pass. There's a turnover as they were forcing that one on some very good defence.
Yeah, look, great containment defence from Bulleen there. They're just doing an excellent job of keeping out any penetration from Canberra.
O'Hay into the front court. Zavik to Crosswhite. Crosswhite to Penaluna. The pass inside for Zavik. They're all going to force a turnover here on a jump ball. And it should be Capitals. It is.
Yep. Possession arrow goes in the favour of the Caps. I still don't like that
just
rule.
Just tied her up. They tied. No, it should be jump ball, but they tied her up inside. That's the rule.
That is the rule.
As Tolo looking for someone to pass it into.
Oh, we're in
Wilson.
Trouble.
Wilson. Crosswood takes a tumble.
It takes a dive, I'd say, but, you know.
Wilson to Bibby. Three from the right. Airball long. Penaluna picks up the scraps. And Bullina bring it back. Oh, hey to Jerry. Driving in at the basket. And a very soft foul called on Wilson. Who was just backpedaling. And that'll put him at the line for another two free throws.
Yeah, and the foul situation is really starting to hurt Canberra. They're, you know, going to the line and starting to knock some of them down. And they're doing that in dead time, which is really not what they want. As we see Susie Bakovic coming back in as
Penaluna's back in.
Yeah, and Cambridge is back on the floor, so wait and see.
Jerry at the free throw line then.
She missed the first.
And makes the second. Bullying averaged 16 fouls a game. Canberra averaged 18 a game as a team. They're way above that average as Lacey has it in the front court. Bakovic tries to force a pass. It's knocked away by Jerry to O'Hay, who's driving down the court. Has to pass it back to Cambridge in the paint. And, this is not a good call. And the call is on Bibby.
Their timeout's being called. Not in the best position to be able to see that from up here, but certainly it looked to me that the referee that blew that one was caught well behind the play to be able to see it from where she was.
That was an impossible call for that referee to make from that position.
Absolutely.
And, you know, right now, it's seven fouls called against the Capitals to just one by the Boomers.
Yeah. Yes, so we'll just have to, I mean, but, you know, that's what's being called, so the Caps will just have to adjust to whatever it is that's been blown. But that one, certainly from my position here, I was in as good a position as her to call that one, so I don't know how she managed to blow it. But anyway, Canberra will just have to adjust. And, you know, Bulleen are doing a good job. They're doing a much better job of going back inside against Canberra now. At the start of the game, they weren't looking to do that, and it's putting Canberra's defence under a bit more pressure. And, you know, consequently, they're stepping up to the foul line and they're knocking down some free throws. So we'll just see. Craig has been listening in on the timeout.
Yes, interesting. Coach Graff very upset about this foul count as it is mounting on the Capitals now. And she just said to the girls, that is why you've just got to play the game as it's being called, as they all sat down. She was very, very upset. And you don't see Graffy that upset about the refereeing too often. For Coach Murray, said, look, this is what happens when you put them under pressure. You start getting the opportunities. You make the most of them.
So Cambridge goes to the line for a couple of free throws, makes the first, 15 to 11, 2:34 on the clock till quarter time. Cambridge with the second, makes it. So 15 to 12, that's the closest they've been for a while, as Lacey brings it back into the front court, down the left wing, goes around the screen from Wilson, flicks it to Bibby on the right, all alone for three, and it's all met.
Yeah, good job by Alison Lacey to have the vision to see Bibby open for the perimeter shot there.
The defense went to sleep on
it. Oh, it's O'Hay almost.
Now Cambridge pushes away from Bakovic. Shot won't drop for it. Tipped around. Penalty lost it out of bounds. Capitals ball.
Yeah, Bakovic just got a shove. She's not used to being pushed around by too many people, but Cambridge has certainly got the size to do it.
Yep. Lacey then back in the front court for the Caps. Bibby comes out and gets it on the left wing. O'Hay was watching her. Gets it to Wilson on the right. He'll put it on the floor and drive towards the baseline. Pull up jumper. Left that one short. On the ground. Cambridge will dive on it. Jump ball. No. Tolo picked it up and flicks it to back of it. Caps get it.
And Tom Murray is not happy. He just almost wanted to kick the sign there.
Well, Bulleen should have kept that one, surely.
Absolutely.
Tolo driving down the lane. Layup goes in. Three-point play coming up. Tolo will go to the line. It's just the second team foul called against the Bulleen Boomers.
Yes, and the crowd likes the fact that there's another foul being called. And good job by Mariana Tolo to drive hard to the basket and just convert that under some pressure, as we see Carly Wilson.
Michelle, one interesting call we've seen tonight is Tom Maher is telling him to run at Bibby as much as possible. Also, Zavik is just moving her all over the floor. They're just trying to wear her down and try and get her a bit tired before she's making those shots.
Good luck. Jerry then loses it as she got into the front court and tried to get smart with it. Lacey off to Bibby on the right. Pull-up jumper. Lift that one off the front of the rim. Can Lacey get to it? She got the last touch on it out of bounds. Bulleen will have it in the back court.
Yeah,
Carly Wilson back in for Bibby.
Yeah, good hustle from Alison Lacey to try and get after that one. As we see Bibby take a rest and Wilson back out on the floor. I think that's really, with Kylie Reid coming on, I think they're just trying to sort out some matchups here, get a bit better.
Yep, Romeo is on for the Caps as well. She'll be guarding Milner, who gets the ball off the inbound. Kylie Reid was the inbound.
Yeah, and I think that
Bibby's
Graffy
getting
might,
ready to come back in.
Yeah, she's made a sub for her defensive matchups, and of course.
And then Penelone looking for the assist, chucked it to the car.
You see Lacey or.
I'm surprised they haven't got someone there to protect that car. That's a precious car. The half-time car sitting right there. She almost hit it. Bakovic inbounds, and Romeo will bring it back down for the Caps. A minute to go till quarter time. It's been a good one here at the AIS Arenas. The Caps and Bulleen go battle. Bibby at the free throw line off to Bakovic. Bakovic taking it inside, manages to get it back to Bibby. Drives to the baseline. Impetolo. Tolo scores, and Cambridge. I think this is Cambridge, and that'll be her second. It is.
It is. So
second foul on Cambridge.
That's important for Canberra. I mean, Tolo's got two as well. So has Tolo got two? No, she's got the one.
Yeah, Hannah. Hannah has the two.
Has the two. But, yeah, no, look, that's important for Canberra. You know, get a couple of fouls up on Lizzie Cambridge, and it sort of restricts the rotations and the time that she's able to be out on the floor. As we see, Kylie Reid's got a blood mouth,
so
I think, or nose. She'll have to leave the floor. Or they get their minute to try, but they're going to take her off and let Hannah Zavix come on to the floor. Zavix before was really working hard offensively and creating all sorts of difficulties for Canberra defensively, as we see.
Bibby's back off.
Here you go. Bibby's back off and Cozy is on. I'd imagine that would be the match-up on Zavix. It's going to be a real chess game here. We'll see lots of people in and out, and they'll be really focusing on making sure they've got the right defensive assignments.
Tolo makes the free throw. It's an 11-point lead again. 23-12, 46 seconds as Milner drives Romeo down the left wing. O'Hay to Burston. O'Hay gets it back going right wing. Cuts into the paint. A pass for Zavik under the basket. Tries to force it up. Blocked by a couple of players in there. Bakovic was one of them. She picked it up. Gives it to Romeo, who's down the right wing. And then finds Bakovic trailing down the centre. So she gets it to Wilson in the right corner. Round the corner for Tolo. Tolo back for Wilson. Three from the right. All nets. It's in.
Yeah,
and right now with 16 seconds, Bulleen will like one shot, but just to try and put some respectability back into it right now, it's not looking too good for them. There's Milner looking to drive inside. Back for Burston. Burston from the left wing for two. In it goes, and that is quarter time. The Caps lead 26-14. I think the score will tip over to. It is 26-14. Rachel Jerry is the leading scorer for the Bulleen Boomers with six. While for the Capitals, they have got lots of scorers right now. Tolo with seven is the lead. Oh, no, I'm sorry. She does have seven, but Bakovic's got nine. She's got her jersey number. Tolo with seven. Bibby with five. Three for Carly Wilson and two for Nicole Hunt. So that's the only the five scorers right now for the Capitals, but it's racking up 26 points to just giving up just 14. And yet 2 minutes ago, it was down to a three-point game. It was, and quickly, the momentum quickly changed. Cambridge got a second foul, and that could have a big bearing on the second quarter.
It certainly could, and I think you're right. You know, this game, Canberra got off to a great start and kicked out to a 10-3 lead, and then we saw Bulleen bring themselves right back into the game, and as you said, had it down to a, I think it was a three-point game again, and all of a sudden Canberra just picked it up a gear. Cambridge gets her foul, sits on the floor, and it just changes the dynamics of what's happening out on the floor, and they kick out again to a good 12-point lead, which is, you know, quarter time. I think that Coach Maher would be a little bit unhappy with Canberra scoring 26 points in a quarter. that's not, you're looking at a 100-point game if they can maintain that kind of...
They are the two highest scoring teams in the league. Bulleen average 86, Canberra average 82. But Bulleen normally concede 68 and Canberra 66.
Coach Tom Maher just said, Penaluna and Cambridge are killing us. There's no defence out there. He said, girls, you tell me you want to win a championship, but you're not showing me that on the floor. For Coach Graff, she's very happy, keeping this Bulleen side to 14 points in the first quarter. Of course, Tom, not so happy about the 26 the Caps got.
Surprise, surprise. Well, on the WNBL website, it's 26-15 for some reason. 26-14 on the board up there. I don't know where they've got the other point, but that'll be cleared up as the evening goes on.
That's right.
Cambridge is straight back in to start the second quarter with Jerry Milner, O'Hay and Penaluna back to their starting five, while it'll be Hunt, Kozier, Bakovic, Tolo and Wilson. We get starting lineups. No surprises there. Turnovers at quarter time. 10-2.
Ouch.
As Bulleen have first use of it. Jerry shot won't go as Bakovic got a hand in there. The Kozier tips it away, gets it away to Hunt, and then turnover in the end against Bulleen, and Hunt has it in the front quarter. Pushes into Tolo, back out to Wilson. Three from the right. White go for it, and Cambridge gets the defensive rebound. Gets it to Milner, quickly into the front court. Milner at the free throw line, finds Jerry on the right all alone, and that was what started at the start of the game. I think the same sort of play. First basket was a three from Jerry, same position.
Off of their transition, they run that transition play really effectively and get that open three quite often.
26-17 is Wilson on the right wing into Tolo. Penaluna steps in and steals it for Bulleen. O'Hay to Jerry, back to O'Hay, who'll dribble down the centre of the court. Jerry right wing in to Cambridge. Bakovic's hand in there, almost knocked it loose, and Cambridge saved it, put it in.
Yeah, good recovery from Cambridge to just stay strong and go through it as we see Hunt going hard down the floor and just trying to force that one a bit and turn the ball over as we see Tolo put a hand in and rack up her second personal.
A little bit needlessly.
Wasn't exactly required on that occasion.
Bulleen from the backcourt then. Jerry inbounds to Milner. 26-19 here in the second minute of the second quarter. As Milner being harassed by Hunt, gets it to Penaluna high. A forced pass inside is knocked loose. Tolo gets it to Hunt. Looks for Kozier, who was streaking towards the basket. Jerry in good defense got back and knocked it out of bounds, but the Caps are still inbound under their offensive basket.
Canberra really need to get a score on this possession. You know, the first minute and a half, they've had a reasonable amount of possession, but just haven't converted it. And they've enabled, Bulleen to go on a 5-zip ring as Susie Bakovic misses the
he
open
balls
jumper.
It long. O'Hay picks it up and dribbles down the left wing. Milner into Cambridge. Turns around against Bakovic, knocks it on the ground, and then just dribbles in and lays it in. There's got to be contact of some sort there. But anyway, Kozier back at the other end. Gets away from Jerry. Now turns, spins back to the line. Back outside. Gives it to Hunt. And set up a play. Bakovic taking on Cambridge. Drives inside. Lays it up and in. She'll go to the line. If that's on Cambridge, I don't... Maybe not.
I think it might have been on Jerry.
But that's a second on Jerry as well. And Bakovic will go to the line for the three-point play.
Yeah, look, and a good, strong drive from Bakovic, a nice finish as well.
Well, she's getting Cambridge way outside, out of her comfort zone defending.
Exactly.
So that was great play as Bakovic misses the free throw. Cambridge, defensive rebound, off to Jerry. Jerry down the right wing. Stops and has to find someone, finds Milner. Milner on the left. Spinning around and then throws a bad pass across court. Oh no, the referee's saying Kozier touched it. And nobody in the place agrees except for the gentleman who made the call. So Bulleen a bit lucky again. Get a bit from the right wing into Milner.
No friends Milner here tonight.
No, and he's a Canberra referee. And then they chuck it away and a bit of justice perhaps done according to the crowd.
And look at that turnover count from Bulleen. 12 turnovers. That's just criminal. Absolutely criminal.
So Hunt will bring it into the front court. Back of it. Back to Hunt, who cuts in the basket. Finds Cozier in the right corner. No, it's a little bit long. And O'Hay gets the defensive rebound on the far side. And she's straight off. Two on one with Penaluna. Finds Penaluna for the easy layup.
Good transition basketball from Boleyn there. As, you know, I'm just looking at the three-point shooting percentage. And Canberra's 3 from 7 from the field at the moment.
Outside shot from Bakovic won't go. Cozier looking for the ball, has lost it out of bounds. Boleyn will have it. Kylie Reid, Hannah Zavick come back in for Boleyn. Jess Bibby is in for the Caps. As Cozier is off. And she'll take the long way.
And Alison Lacey is coming back in for Nicole Hunt as well.
So some interesting changes. Matchups that they're looking at, obviously. So O'Hay will bring it into the front court, and Lacey is defending her. Lacey, O'Hay goes back, pass back to Penaluna from out front. Shot won't go over the back, but Bakovic gets the rebound in front of Cambridge and dribbles it to half court. Lacey straight into Tola. Great hands. Basket counts. Zavick will be called for the foul. And Tola will go to the line for the three-point play.
Yeah, look, and Boleyn, interesting. I don't know how many three-point plays Canberra's had, but there's been a couple of them, and they've been very soft. You know, if you're going to hammer someone, you've got to hammer them. If you're going to foul someone in the act of shooting on a layup, you're just not going to let them score the layup, and they've been really soft on those ones.
I think I can think of three.
Three, yeah, exactly.
At least. Well, Tolo misses it, so that's two chances where they've blown it as well. The Caps, as O'Hay down the left wing, almost runs into Reid. The teammate gets it to Zavick on the right. Back for Reid. Reid inside towards Cambridge. Bakovic steps in, steals it, and she'll dribble into the front court. Off to Bibby for the layup. And yes, Bibby has 7 points right now.
Bakovic was saying, not me, not me. Go, Bibby, go.
Michelle, an interesting comment by Coach Graff a little while ago that Graffy feels that Boleyn are getting scared by the height of the Capitals, and perhaps that's why we're not seeing a lot of Milner tonight.
Well, the interesting is Bakovic sits down, Tracy Beatty comes back in, Reid is out as well for the, I think it must be Jarry who's come in. She'll get the ball off the inbound. Wilson defending her, pass back out to Zavick, goes around a screen from Cambridge to the baseline. Looking to pass inside, has to go back for Reid and from, well, Burston it was, and so I'd say.
Yeah.
She makes the outside basket from about 14 feet.
Yeah, not good defensive rotation from Canberra on that occasion.
She got loose.
See, there's a lot of holding happening in the paint. And Shelley Burston
gets called, and she's saying, well, hold on, my jersey was being held up in the air, which was pretty obvious to see. But Tolo manages to force the foul. Not a shooting one. No, it's just they've just got three team fouls so far. Wilson will inbound for the Caps under their offensive basket to Beatty. Cambridge defending her. Hands back off to Wilson in the right corner. Back to Beatty. Cross to Bibby. Three from the top. No. Jarry with a defensive rebound.
That was a long way out from the three-point line then.
O'Hay brings it down the left wing. Zavick coming around a screen as they finally get a pass off to Burston. Back for O'Hay. O'Hay stuttering, goes in the lane. Tola reached in there and I think got a handle on it and knocked it away as the Caps bring it down the left wing quickly to Bibby, driving along the baseline. Flicks it to Lacey from the right wing for three. Little bit short on the shot. Cambridge with the defensive rebound. Off to O'Hay and the Boleyn Boomers are back in the front court. O'Hay looking to go inside. Almost loses the handle on it as Lacey stepped in front of it. O'Hay goes back and will set up the play. They don't have a true point guard out there right now. As O'Hay on the right wing finally gets it to Cambridge. Going to drive baseline against Tolo. Turn around and banks it in off the glass.
That was nice. That was a great move. Just, I haven't seen that stuff out of Cambridge before. That was nice. She's really coming along.
Working some nice moves. Tolo passes back out to Beattie DeLacy on the right wing. Bibby at the top. Puts it on the floor, drives to the elbow and banks one in from about 10 feet. And the Caps are back in front, 34-27.
That's what Canberra needs to do. They need to get feet in the paint, you know. They've settled a couple of times for too quickly for the open perimeter shot without looking to get that inside-outside stuff happening. Oh, big block from Tolo as Burson puts the ball on the floor and looks to drive. We've got Lacey with a touchdown pass to Jess Bibby, who's fouled by Zavix and didn't make it, but she will certainly go to the line.
Well, they may be taking your message about if you're going to foul, make them earn it. Zavik's second foul, and that's the fourth team foul against the Bulleen Boomers as they call timeout. This is a good game.
It is
a
good
game. We are getting a good game.
We're getting a great game, and, you know, what's fascinating for me is that you look at that turnover count, 14-3, and Bulleen are still only 7 points down. You know, that signals all kinds of trouble for Canberra if they can, you know, do a better job of retaining possession than they have been in this first half of the game.
Well, I'm just wondering, somebody down there with the Bulleen Boomers that they haven't used, been a championship player here at the AIS, knows this arena, Desi Glorbitz.
Absolutely, team captain.
And it'd be pretty good player to chuck out there, maybe to control some of the plays. Considering all the turnovers.
And
when Milner's off and they don't really have a true point guard out there, I think she'd be as good as anyone.
Yeah, they seem to try and run both Zavix and on occasions O'Hay in that point spot. But you're right. You know, Desi Glorbitz, she's been a great player for many years in this league. We'll just go to Craig.
Tom Maher still just trying to motivate these girls. He said, in 4 minutes, this game could be over. Coach Graff said, we've got to play some tough D for the next 4 minutes and really put them in a hole.
Yep, hopefully that's the plan. So Tolo and Beatty, Bibby Wilson and Lacey for the Capitals are out there. As Bibby, it'll be at the line. Penluna, Burston, Milner, Zavik and Jarry as Cambridge has sat down. And Bibby makes the first of the free throws. So that should put her into double figures. It does. She's the first one there.
Susie.
She had a bit of competition. There's a few players out there. She misses the second, though, and Penaluna grabbed the defensive rebound.
You see Milner bringing the ball up for Bulleen and getting him organised. Zavix has got it on the right perimeter. Feeds it to Penaluma, who looks inside for Burston, but kicks it across to Jerry on the weak side, and she goes to work against Wilson, and good job of finishing that off and converting another two for Bulleen.
She's the first Bulleen Boomer into double figures. She has 11 as Lacey brings it down the left wing. Back for Wilson. Comes to the right side. Beatty hands it back off to Wilson, who has just stopped behind the screen, and then the pass inside for Beatty. Finally forced, no, travel. He's going to call a travel on that as Beatty was having trouble getting the ball up in the air and just shuffled her feet under the basket.
There was a lot of arm swatting happening around her and she just wasn't able to gain control of it. Turnover for Canberra.
No contact on her arms, of course.
Never.
Milner then back into the front court. Bibby defending her for Jarry. Jarry looking for somebody inside. Back to Burston. Penalula looking to cut inside against Tolo, can't get there. Milner drives to the baseline, going along the baseline, sticks up the old trick shot, tipped away from Tolo to Bibby off to Cozier for the layup at the other end, and a nice easy transition basket for the Capitals. 37-29, 3 minutes till half time. Milner back in the front court to Zavik on the left wing. As Jarry is pushing away from Cozier, trying to get free from her. She's wearing her like a glove. Penaluna outside to Burston on the left. Looking for Jarry under the basket. Cozier with a reach and will be called for the foul. And that's second foul, perhaps, on Coz. It is. As Susie Bakovic comes back in. Tolo sits down. Lizzie Cambridge comes in and Burston sits down for Bulleen.
And on that occasion, you know, Cozier just got caught up on screen action and really Canberra needed to communicate better and just step out and step in the lane of the cut action, slow her down.
Jerry at the line makes them both. Back of it quickly inbounds to Cozier, back to Lacey. Lacey will set up the play, which was two fingers on the left hand. I don't know if there's significance between left or right hand, but Beatty gets it to Cozier on the left corner. Cross court for Bibby.
Oh.
And as Zavik tried to reach out, Bibby just left a hand there and tipped it out of bounds. Turnover against the Capitals. Milner gets it off the inbound. 2:24 left to go as Milner brings it across centre court. Bibby defending her. Penaluna lost the handle on it. Cozier couldn't pick it up. Penaluna picks it back up. Drives into the lane. Pull-up jumper won't go. Cambridge has a stolen away from her by Bakovic, who just keeps it alive. Gets it back to Lacey. Lacey to Beattie.
Great hustle.
And great hustle from the Caps.
Great hustle to see Susie Bakovic throwing herself on the floor down there.
Yep. Great work from her. Bakovic to Bibby on the right wing. Back to Lacey. To Cozier on the left wing. And to Beattie. BT turning around, spins it back out to Bakovic behind the screen. Cambridge reached in and knocked, blocked the shot.
Yeah, blocking Susie Bakovic is no easy feat.
Yeah, good work. Milner, the pass into Cambridge at the left elbow. Put it on the floor and driving against Bakovic. Tries to force a pass around the corner to Zavik. BT knocks it loose. Zavik picks it back up outside from Penaluna to Milner. Milner to Cambridge for three. Airballs it as a pass as the 24-second shot clock went off and Penaluna got the 2 points.
Yeah.
And it's back to a four-point game, 37-33. So right now the momentum with Boleyn with a minute to go to half-time is Lacey on the left wing. Bakovic to Cozier on the right. Cozier taking on Jerry as she goes inside, falling to the ground, just trying to force up a shot, hoping for the foul, didn't get it. And Jerry back in the front court. Milner left wing. Into Cambridge. Low post against Bakovic. Turnaround charge again. And that is three on Cambridge.
That's excellent defense from Susie Bakovic, who is grabbing her
left ankle.
Hopefully it's just a little tweak there. And excellent defense, but was she in the protection zone?
Very close to it.
Mm.
But then... I don't know if they...
she wasn't in the air, so, yeah.
Where they operate it and where, how they work that. So Cambridge sits down until halftime. 49 seconds. The Capitals will have it in the backcourt.
Yeah.
Look, off a turnover, another one.
Bullina just hanging around, aren't they, Mark? Oh. They're just not, you know...
You'd expect it, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what we'd expect, is Hunt has it in the front court for the Caps. To Bakovic. Bakovic driving at the basket. Left-handed layup won't go. Penaluna had a handle in there. Off to O'Hay. 3-on-3. 4-on-3, in fact, as Hay O'Hay dribbles out to the right wing and looks to set up a play. Back to Milner to Zavik on the left wing. Into Burston. Gets away from Bakovic. And all alone just drives at the basket and scores. And it's a two-point game. 37-35. Caps almost turn it over. Zavik tips it out of bounds. Caps will have it with 17 seconds to half time to try and increase the lead. Gets the call from Carrie Graff. It's thumbs down. No, it's finger up. Hunt right side to Cozier. He comes around a screen, trying to go inside, and then throws it away. And O'Hay will go at the other end. 4 seconds left to go. A shot won't go from O'Hay, who tried to bank one in off the glass. Well, the Caps lead at half time by 2, 37-35. You'd expect this, are the two top teams in the league. The end of the first quarter, it was the Capitals had the momentum. The end of the second quarter, Boleyn have had the momentum for the last few minutes.
Certainly
as they've
have
closed it right up to a nice, tight, two-point game.
Absolutely. You know, like Boleyn were down by 12 at quarter time, and they did a great job of getting themselves back into that game in that quarter. And I think that, you know, Cambridge with three fouls will be a factor coming down the stretch for Boleyn, but I still think that, you know, there's so much talent, they're so well drilled, they're so well coached, this Boleyn group, that you know, you can't rely on the fact that you know, she might play limited minutes or whatever to get you, think that you're going to get away with a win.
It's going to be an intriguing second half to see how he does play Cambridge. Rachel Jerry, 13 points, is the leading game scorer. She's the leading Boleyn scorer. Cambridge, it's got 9. Penaluna with 5. And Shelley Burston has got 6 points. While for the Capitals, the leading scorer is
Susie Bakovic.
Susie Bakovic, who's up to 11. The first one to get to double figures was Bibby. She's got 10 still there. Tolo's got 9. And there's a few other scorers as well. But 37-35. Caps leading by 2 at halftime. Top two teams in the league going at it and providing us with a great matchup.
That's right, Craig. Mark, it's been a fantastic first half of basketball, and I just think it's going to be a great second half as well, and really looking forward to what should be a really close, tight game, and we'll just wait and see what happens when they come out of the change rooms at half time.
21-11, Bulleen won the second quarter. That's quite amazing. I didn't realise the Caps had only scored 11 points in the whole quarter. They seemed to score a bit more than that, but yep.
Well, look at that. I think what happened in that second quarter was that they, settled. There was that patch of play where Canberra was settling too quickly for that open perimeter shot in their set. You know, some of the shots they were taking, you can get, at 15, 17 seconds into your offensive set, and they were settling for the open perimeter shot and not converting them. It's great when you're converting them, but they weren't converting them, so it, scoring rate reduced.
Shooting percentages are very, very even. 44% for the Caps. Bulleen at 46. 3 points is a bit of a difference, though. Bulleen have only put up 4 attempts and made 2 of them, so 50%, while the Caps are 3 of 11 for 27%. Yeah. The outside shot not really dropping. 50% at the free throw line for the Caps as well, which isn't good. While Bulleen are 75%, 9 of 12. Rebounds. Bulleen leading the rebounding, 21-11.
That's right. They really are doing the job on the boards, and they're just, unfortunately, they're hurting themselves by turning the ball over. So they're getting possession, but they're not looking after it when they've got it. There's turnover counts 16-6 at this point. So anyway.
Well, I think the car is safe at halftime. The Proton, he was close. The crowd was excited as he put up the shot, but it didn't drop. As the halftime entertainment will continue here at the AIS Arena. Wow, 37-35 is the Caps lead. As Michelle's going to just step out and have a little break. Craig sticking on the headphones and the microphone. And well, Craig, you've been down at courtside listening to Tom Maher, and he's been a little bit vocal at various times in the first half.
I'd say more than a little bit, Mark. He is really... He wears his heart on his sleeve, does our Tom, and he has not let it go amiss to any of the girls what is going wrong out there. In fact, they've come back to 2 points here at the long break, and you'd have to say that is a fantastic comeback by the Bulleen Boomers. Cambridge is having a terrible night, but what is going right for them is Rachel Jarry has really found a range, and she shot 13 points already and has kept them in the game quite noticeably. So it is an interestingly poised game at 2 points. The Caps have been dominating, there's no doubt about that, but at the moment it is still even, and Coach Graff very, very unhappy. I've never seen her so unhappy with the Grey team ever before. Well, that was the most animated and vocal I've ever seen her.
I can understand that, because there were some very, very poor calls that were being made. So it doesn't surprise me that there was a fair bit of anger there. We were a bit amused by some of the calls as well from up here, without having as close a involvement as Curry does in the game.
No.
So, interesting. Yeah, there were some interesting calls, but... Hey, that's the game, as she said in one of the timeouts. That's the way they're calling it. Put up with it, get on with it, and let's do better. And did a bit better on the foul count in the second quarter than they did in that first, where at one stage, I think it was about 7-1. It was getting a little bit ridiculous.
It was amazing, that foul count at one stage. But, Mark, I know you want to get a drink in there during halftime, so we'll let Simon Peters jump into the commentary as we get set for the second half here at the AIS Arena. But don't forget, Sport Radio back tomorrow with live action from the AIS training hall as the AIS will host the Bulleen Boomers. Now, at this stage, you don't quite know yet, Simon Peters, whether Bulleen are going to be looking to split the weekend or whether Bulleen are going to be actually going to sweep the weekend, because 2 points at halftime, it is a very close matchup.
Yeah, it's going to be a very interesting second half. I think that score belies how much of an advantage the Capitals have had in this game so far. They've certainly looked a lot more comfortable offensively and defensively. Susie Bakovic has done a brilliant job on Liz Cambridge. Only 9 points. She got a couple of quick baskets off some disorganised Caps defence early in that second quarter. But she has got the certainly the mental edge and the physical edge. I mean, certainly not size-wise on Lizzie, but Susie is a very experienced campaigner, experienced internationally as well, and she is winning that contest at the moment.
At quarter time, I pointed out to you the fact that the Capitals had 2 turnovers, 2 bullying 10 at the long break. It's 16-6. And so, once again, Bulling turning the ball over too easily. And as I mentioned in the call, it was definitely a case of Tom Maher saying to the girls, you tell me you want to win a championship, you're not showing it to me on the floor. And I think that last comment was the one that they actually rose to, because from that 4 minute mark to go, they started playing a lot better. The D from Bulling, particularly on Bakovic, Tolo, and even on Tracy Beattie when she's out there, has been appalling. And one of the last comments Tom Maher made before he sent those girls out is say, I want you basket side of these talls. I want you to block their passing lane. And at one stage there, when Susie took a drive to the basket and then was fouled on the layup by Cambridge, Tom Maher just exploded. He called the quick timeout, just snapped, called a timeout right there.
Yeah.
Pulled him in and said, come on, because he'd already dragged Penaluna for a poor performance, a poor start. So his two big talls have not been in the contest, and they're being held in, as I mentioned before, by Rachel Jarry, who's shot 13. Cambridge has got 9, and Burston has got 6 from some really small cameo appearances. We haven't seen Desi Glorbitz on the floor yet, and that is an interesting one.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Tom's arguably the best women's coach that we've ever produced in Australia. You know, very, very closely followed by Carrie Graff. And, you know, Tom's got the experience on Graffy. That's probably it.
Tom was Graffy's coach.
Exactly. Yeah. But, you know, Tom knows, he would know too, that they are lucky to be within 2 points at halftime. Mm. The Capitals just look, they've got more composure. They've been really unlucky on some, let's be honest, some pretty bad refereeing calls early on in the game. Yet there's no one really in foul trouble. You know, Susie Bakovic's only got 1.
Cambridge has got 3. Yep. On the other side, and considering they've had the better run of the foul count,
and I think should have had four. I reckon she fouled Susie on that drive that they called on Jarry in that second quarter.
Oh yes, sorry, the Jarry.
I was surprised to see Jarry's number go up because they both fouled her. Probably Jarry just got in first.
Yeah,
but Tom would know that they're in trouble. It'll be really interesting. The first half of this coming quarter, I reckon, is gonna Caps will either run away, or Bulleen will dig in and they'll make a match of this. You've got to get Cambridge's head screwed on right, because I mean, and that's the thing. We always forget. You know, she's accelerated 20. So high. She's 19 still.
19 still.
So you know, she's mentally, she hasn't got what Susie's got. Susie's almost 30 now. She's, you know, literally been playing at this level an extra 11 years. And she knows the tricks of the trade. She knows how to dig at players. She knows how to, you know, Susie's done nothing dirty, but she has been up and in her and just, you know, given her a hard time, all within the rules of the game. And you can tell it's affecting Cambridge. We're coming down here and Cambridge will be in the post, and she's spending half her time looking over and complaining to referees rather than getting the job done. And that's where Susie's really got an advantage at the moment. And, you know, I'm sure this is the stuff that Tom will be saying to her at halftime. You've got to get your head in the game. You're the best player in this league, you know, unofficially at the moment.
Yep.
You're going to get the most attention. Lauren Jackson went through the same thing. These guys rise really fast, and all of a sudden, bang, you know, everyone wants to take them down. It's a thing in sport. You're going to go out and you're going to give whoever is dubbed that best player in the league, you're going to give them a hard time. You're going to make them work their butt
backside
off to get the job done. And they've done a really good job on Cambridge. You know, 4 of those 9 points that she's got, she got off some lucky, you know, miscommunications and basically open layups. So
one thing we've seen in the offensive half this game is some really bad offensive play by Bulleen. Bad choices, but also we've seen players running into each other.
Yep.
on blocks who haven't got the ball, but they were supposed to be the next receiver.
Yeah.
They don't get into position, and of course the Capitals defense transition it down the floor. Been interested to see that Coach Ma has been wanting him to run Bibby around, try and wear out. It's very hot in here. They haven't turned the air conditioning on again. And as we have seen, they've really taken it and really wanted to move Bibby as much as possible. So as we, get close to the resumption of hostilities here, and it has been a hostile rugby-style game, we see that the Boomers are shooting at 46%, the Caps at 44%, and we spoke to Kerry Graff at the end of last week's match, and we talked about the momentum swings in a game, and I guess both Graffy and also both and Coach Brown at the AIS talked about the pendulum swinging from side to side, the advantages going to and fro, and what they both said is you have to make the most of them when they're swinging your way. It's not just having the momentum, it's getting the score. And that's what Bulleen have gone in on the half with. They've gone in with the momentum swinging their way and then getting the scores they needed, Simon.
Yeah, and that's part of experience. It's part of getting on, you know, being able to ride out those swings and roundabouts in a game. And the Capitals have certainly got a lot of experience. Michelle just coming back on now for Craig. But I think, you know, we've been talking, Michelle, about that Tom Mara would know it too, that Bulleen are pretty lucky at the moment to be within 2 points of Canberra. Two of the more reliable shooters for the Capitals week in, week out are Cozier, Michelle Cozier, and Carly Wilson. Carly Wilson's on 1 of 4, and Cozier's on 1 of 5. They've been getting good looks, but they're just not dropping.
No, they're not dropping, but I think some of that's because they're taking the shots too early in the offensive set. I mean, I think the other thing that, you know, Tom would be saying to his girls is, we've coughed the ball up 16 times,
yeah,
you know, and we're 2 points down at half-time, and they're smacking Canberra on the board. So I think that, you know, certainly Graffy would have talked to the girls at half-time about doing a better job of getting on the boards and, you know, probably about working the ball around a bit more offensively before they settle for that perimeter shot. And certainly Tom would have talked to his girls about, you know, making sure that they look after the ball a hell of a lot better than they have. As we see if Mark can get his kit on. It's
just adding to the heat. Just noticing Lauren Jackson, of course, who's sideline, being chatted to by our Chief Minister, Mr. Stanhope.
What do you reckon? Is there a contract in the making?
Trying to offer a contract for the last few weeks of the season.
Too late. We've missed the deadline for registration. I think the WNBL has a registration cut-off of
not
round.
She was a permanent life member of the Capitals.
Yeah. Do they register every season?
She's hanging up. She's history here on the at the arena. She's That's hanging right. from the ceiling. There's a few
she
other things
is.
Hanging down there on the left of us. Craig's been listening into Carrie.
Tom Maher has told the girls we've got to start now like we wanted to start in the first half. 18 second chance points is something he doesn't want to see them give up in this half of basketball. For Coach Graff, she just wants them to play hard, tough, D, and they know they'll get that done.
Caps get first use of it for the third quarter. Wilson will inbound it at half court to Hunt. Back of Tolo and Cozier out there as Hunt dribbles around to the left and sets up the first play. Wilson gets it at the top. Back for Backovic, puts it on the floor, goes inside, back to Hunt, into Backovic. Taking on Cambridge, lays one in, scoops it up and in.
That's right, and you know, good tactic from Canberra. Cambridge is sitting on three, go into Backovic early and let us see if we can draw an early one out of her.
Go at her. O'Hay with Milner, Cambridge, Penaluna and Jerry. As Penaluna comes around a screen and gets away from Tolo, lays it in. And the reply straight away from the Bulleen Boomers keeps it at a two-point game. Hunt then back down the left wing. Cozier to Backovic, low against Cambridge. Spins in the lane. Banks one in and fouled in the act of shooting, but I think it'll be Penaluna. No, it is Cambridge.
I thought it was.
Wow.
I thought it was.
Yeah, well, I was going Penaluna, who came for the assist, the help-out defense. But it's Cambridge with four.
That's her fourth. That's a really important call.
She's going to be sitting for a long time now, I think.
Yeah, look, you know, it's a bit of a catch-22, isn't it? Do you play her now? Do you leave her out there? I guess it'll depend on what happens in the next couple of minutes. If Canberra starts to really dominate, Tom might need to put her in there to have them hang around.
Burston has replaced her as...
Yeah, and look, Susie Bakovic is 1 point off that 2,000 points now. She's sitting on 16, top scoring for Canberra.
As O'Hay with it in the front court. To Jerry on the left wing. Cozier defending her as Jerry working hard. Finds Milner on the right wing. Shoots over the top of Hunt, her first shot of the night. I think Hunt picks up the scraps off the long rebound and brings it back into the front court. Caps up by four, 41-37. Wilson right wing, cross court to Cozier. Steps in and gets it. And Jerry, who was stepping in as Cozier was coming forward to get the ball, will be called for the foul. And Jerry with her third.
Yeah, and again, you know, Jerry sitting on three, that's not good for Bulleen.
Two of their key players, Cozier, inbounds to Wilson. Wilson back out to Hunt. Set it up from the top. Minute and a half gone here in the third quarter. Wilson puts up the 14-foot jumper and airballs it long, and Penaluna grabs the scraps and then, well, somehow managed to travel as she spun that one away and got the pass away. Milner brings it into the front court. Jerry from the three for three from the top. It won't go, and back of it grabs the defensive rebound. Quickly down court. Wilson into Tolo. Tolo blocked from behind by Burston. Ball on the ground. Jump ball will be Bulleen's way. Hunt trying to keep it alive, and now jump ball finally called. It'll be Bulleen's ball.
It's good to see, you know, there were, what, four or five players just diving on that ball there. So, you know, it's important to all of them. They all want to get, you know, possession and are working hard.
And obviously the Caps players are aware that if they got tied up, they were losing it. So, you know, we're trying their best to try and unload it and get it, keep it alive.
Exactly.
Jerry inbounds to Milner to bring down into the front court. Finds Burston at the top. Into O'Hay cutting across the paint. Penaluna lost the handle on it. She was jumping in the air trying to take it. Hunt for Cozier. A bit of an alley-oop. Keeps it alive to Tolo and Hunt.
She's such a great athlete.
Good. It wasn't a good pass. And she did a great job to keep it alive. Tolo back to Hunt driving to the baseline.
Good job.
Backs it in and off the glass.
Excellent work from Nicole Hunt. You know, up against some tall timber there and just thread the needle through there and get that, finish that one off.
Milner to Jerry. 44-37, Caps back up by seven. Burston into Penaluna in the paint. 8-foot jumper, turnaround over Tolo's good. Bakovic will give it to Hunt, and the Caps bring it back down into the front court. Cozier left wing, straight across to Wilson on the right. Cozier comes across and gets it in the corner. Then looks to back in against Jerry. Off the back of it. Three from the left. It's a little bit too long, but Cozier gets the rebound and sets it back up. Second opportunity. Hunt going to back Milner down into a screen. Dribbles out to the right. Wilson comes out and gets it at the top. Cozier on the left. Looking to the pass inside. Couldn't. So then she just drives in at the basket. Tries to scoop it up and win. Won't go. Bursting off to Milner. And Bulleen back into the front court. O'Hay to Milner. Three from the left for Milner. It won't go, but Burston manages to get the long rebound. And they'll have another opportunity. Caps leading by five. 6 minutes and 15 seconds till three-quarter time. Milner driving inside. Penaluna, baseline jumper from about 14 foot. Good. She hits the outside jumper. Gee, whiz, the ball was nowhere near Bakovic, and he's walking over to try and get it. He's saying, you've got possession of it. Counting down the 5 seconds.
I think Bakovic was just, as we see O'Hay on the hold of Wilson as she just curl cut then. I'm just sitting here, Mark, thinking, you know, I'm watching Bakovic and Cambridge going at each other, and I've got Jackson down, sitting down there, and I'm thinking, you know, London next year, we look at Worlds, we didn't have Susie there. You know, throw her into the mix with Jackson and Cambridge and...
Tolo.
Who
grew immeasurably at the last World Champs as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Tolo gets it inside against Penaluna. Will force the pass out to Wilson on the left wing. Pull-up jumper from her is a little bit short. Bowley going for the rebound.
Oh.
Well, somehow she's been called for the foul and not Cross White. That's amazing me.
Oh, isn't that always the way with Cross White? She's, hey, full credit to Anna. She's smart. She knows how to milk him out of that.
And she's laughing about it.
And she's laughing
she knows
about
she got
it
away
she's
with it.
Done it for years and years and years. It's, you know. Anyway.
Milner then.
You do what you do.
Yeah. If you get away with it, you get away with it. Milner passed to Penaluna in the paint. Tolo with a hand up in there blocking the shot.
That'll be her
Should
third.
Should put her at the line. Penaluna, I suppose, as the big, we expect to perform some miracles. Tolo's going to sit down because he's got a third foul.
Mark, we spoke about pendulum swings, momentum swings at halftime and making the most of it while it's in your way, and certainly Bulleen are doing that at the moment as Penaluna's flat shot doesn't go in, but it has really just been noticeable in the last couple of minutes that the pendulum is swinging back towards Bulleen, and if they hit the front here, it could be very dangerous for the Capitals.
Beattie looking for someone to pass. It gets it to Cozier. 44-42, two-point game, 5:17 to go as Cozier almost lost it in the front court. Picks it up, goes back to Hunt. Hunt dribbles to the centre of the court. And just set up the play. Hands off to Bowley. Bowley will give it to Cozier coming around the screen at the top. Trying to set up a play. Dribbles to the baseline. Back for Bowley. Bowley puts up a shot from just outside the free throw line.
Oh, great board.
And gets her own
Absolutely
rebound.
Absolutely fantastic board. She just worked so hard and just read that beautifully off the glass.
Hunt dribbling towards the left corner. Comes back to Cozier at the top to set up another play. Wilson coming around a screen in the paint. Passes to Bowley. Back to Wilson. Wilson with a basket. Lovely bit of passing and interchange inside.
Yeah, was good. As we see, Nicole Hunt's gone down at half court.
She's back up. Cross White passes down to Penaluna. Bit of body contact down low. Cross White was down on the floor. People going down everywhere. Nicole Hunt looks like she's going to be off. Nicole Romeo will come in for her. She's walking all right, so...
Yeah, she just took a solid bump, but I think she's okay. She'll just have a quick rest.
They say Penaluna was fouled in the act of shooting, so she'll go to the line for a couple of free throws. Misses
Mark.
The first.
Once again, very interesting with Coach Ma still talking it up at the Grey team. He's not been happy with a lot of the calls, and he just called that call very soft, where it went to his team.
Well, at least he's being fair, and he is a fair man.
Yeah. And, you know, I guess Tom's issue is about the consistency, about what they're letting go and what they're not. And
consistency
that's just,
from
enough,
both
no, fair enough, Tommy.
Teams. Wilson has to rush back to, as the ball, the free throws both were missed. The ball was knocked out of bounds. Capitals have got it. And from the backcourt, they'll bring it down as Romeo dribbles out to the right side. Around a screen from Bowley. Bibby comes out to get it. She's just come in as well. Bibby to Wilson on the left. Dummies the three-point shot and then throws a bad pass straight at Penaluna for the steal. And Zavik, or Jarry, brings it into the front court and... Bibby and Crosswhite going at it.
Yeah, look.
Guess who got called? It wasn't Crosswhite, I can tell you that.
No, but, you know, smart job from Jess there. She knew that Crosswhite was going to have size on her and just body checked her early and said, take it from the sideline, you're not going to score a layup here. Oh, as they do on the inbounds pass.
Jerry with another two.
Poor defense then from Canberra.
Went to sleep. Romeo on the left wing then, setting to set up the play. In the corners, Bibby into Beattie, low post, backing in against Cross White. Banks it in off the glass. Tracy Beattie's first basket of the night. And it's 48-44, restoring that four-point lead. Jarry to Zavik. Bibby defending her as...
Holding foul on Romeo.
Penaluna set a screen for O'Hay and Romeo ran into it. It's called for the foul. Lacey and Bakovic come in. Romeo and Beattie sit down. Well, we're back in the penalty for the Caps.
Yeah, and look, it's been good for Canberra to be able to sit Bakovic for a couple of minutes there and let her rest. She's still not at full fitness coming back. And, you know, great opportunity for Canberra to be able to rest her for a few minutes and now put her back out on the floor as we see O'Hay knock down the first of a set of two, put Bulleen within reach of Canberra there now. She knocked down that second as well, and it's a two-point ball game.
Now Hannah Bowley getting a little bit of a word too from the referee, because Zanna Crosswhite was in her way and she just pushed her away. Referee thought he had to talk to her about it for some reason. Anyway, Lacey gets the ball off the inbound. It's a two-point game right now. 3:20 to go. Lacey in the front court. O'Hay defending her. Wilson gets it. Fabibi coming around the screen at the left elbow. Dribble back out of there. Good defense from Zavik. Forced her back out. Now she drives to the baseline. Tries to shoot over the top. Zavik lost, well, blocked the shot. It's out of bounds off her. Caps will still get the ball. 5 seconds on the shot clock.
Yeah, they'll need to execute
need to
really
get a quick
well.
One. Inbound to back of it. Banks it in off the glass.
And there's her 2,000 points.
She's got 18 for the game. She just needed 17. She's now got them. Zavik to Reed. Reed to O'Hay. As they cut across the key, looking for someone to pass to. Crosswhite puts up a three from the right side. Won't go. Inside Reed. Got the rebound. Blocked by Bowley. Off Zavik out of bounds. Caps will have the ball, but that was a great bit of defensive play there from Hannah Bowley.
Yeah, good minutes again out of Hannah Bowley. She racked up those fouls early in the first quarter, which restricted her time, but she's back out there and doing a great job now.
Bullet pass to Bibby in the corner, goes back to Lacey, to Bibby, back into back of it, bumping in the lane, lost the handle as she spun in there, and Bulleen back at the other end, O'Hay down the left wing. Tries to chuck it across, way out of bounds. Turnover against Bulleen. Another one. Another turnover. They've let's go and check. They're not going to give us that. A little bit of a trouble with the computer scoreboard. See if this updates it. No, and the refresh ain't going to work either. Lacey to Wilson on the left wing, into back of it. Cross court, no. Hand in there, knocks it loose. Reed ends up with a steal. Takes it down off Bowley's leg. Shot clock resets to 24, and Bulleen will inbound from the left wing. Beatty's going to come back in for back of it. 2 minutes and 2 seconds till three-quarter time. Milner replaces O'Hay.
We'll see
so
Hunt come corner. Back in. For Bibby, I think, match up on Milner.
Tom Ma talked about second-hand chance points in as the girls went out in this quarter, and whilst the Caps have kept themselves in the game with second-chance points, it's definitely been a case that Bulleen have found more second-chance points this time round.
Well, they have, but they still trail by four, but Bulleen will be inbounding the ball under their offensive basket as Tom Ma is talking to one of the referees.
Again.
I'm not sure what that signal was. It wiped the floor or something. I don't know. Anyway, quick inbound pass. Bakovic gets in and they'll steal. Jump ball as they go tussling for it.
Crosswhite.
Bakovic not happy with Crosswhite.
It's not unusual to see someone not happy with Crosswhite in this league, is it? Bakovic doesn't take it from anyone,
and she's not a happy girl. Jump ball gives the ball back to the Caps. And
Susie just
trying to sort that one out.
Yeah, Susie just needs to make sure that she doesn't let it get under her skin too much, and ensure that she focuses on the play. And blood rule, so Susie's going to have to come off, which is probably not that bad a
Crosswhite's actually out. Tom Maher's pulled her out. Bakovic is out as well, because she's got some blood on the elbow from being on the floor there. Maybe she's claiming she was bitten. Maybe there are bite marks. Anyway, they're going to try and clean the floor.
The floor needs to be cleaned. It's
it's all happening.
It certainly is.
Hannah Bowley's going to come back in. Nicole,
I'm not sure if the issue is sweat or whether it's blood on the floor. Either way, it needs to be cleaned, and referees are having some difficulty getting the
blood on the court, guys.
Yeah, so they need to get... Where's the blood? There should be the blood bucket somewhere, and it needs to be cleaned with bleach. I mean, that's the rules, and at the moment they're having difficulties finding where the blood bucket is. not good form.
Yeah, well, I think there's a couple of spots there pointing at. There's the one where Bakovic and Crosswaite were tussling underneath the basket. There's another one up towards halfway they were just pointing towards. So that may have been the drippers. It maybe came off her elbow as Bakovic was heading back down to the other end of the court. Mm. Yeah, well, we've got something. Bottle of water.
Bottle
and
of water,
towel.
That's not exactly what's...
well, it may be something else. It's Mira looks like a bottle of water.
We certainly have to make sure that they...
So it's getting wiped anyway. Got a bottle of Mount Franklin water.
It kills everything that does.
It just blew that sponsorship opportunity. It'll be Milner.
This is going to take a while, guys. The blood stretches right back to the bench, and there's only one guy out there cleaning it. So a slight delay in the play.
Indeed. Well, they've cleaned a couple of the spots, and now they're walking back to the capital side. There's a spot right there, and he's pointing to a second one down closer to the bench. We've got a second person helping out with the cleanup.
Graham Bracken's on the job now as well, Canberra doctor.
He's just got a water bottle from the bench, and, I think it is water getting used.
Mm.
What was the rule, did you say?
It's meant to be bleached, but anyway...
Nicole Hunt then, we're back playing as she brings it into the front court. Lacey on the left wing. Wilson came to the screen, but to the corner, but didn't get it. Bowley to Hunt on the right wing. Minute 46 till three-quarter time. Caps up by four. Tolo inside. Has it knocked away from
good
a... Bowley picks
Hannah.
It up. Picks it back out to Wilson. Wilson at the free throw line. Forces up a shot. She'll be fouled in the act of shooting.
Bowley,
and see which player gets up. It could have been Zvek. And that'll be her third. And it'll put Carly Wilson at the line. She was in the act of shooting. It's the fourth team foul, which should put, which puts both teams now into the penalty situation for any more fouls for the quarter.
Carly hasn't shot well tonight, and unfortunately she missed that one from the foul line as well. And we know she's a much better shooter than what we've seen tonight. Just having one of those games. She makes the second.
5-point lead, 51-46, minute 30 till three-quarter time as Milner comes down the right wing. Hands off to Reed. Reed to Jerry, drives at the basket, overcooks the layup, and Tolo grabs the defensive rebound. Tolo just manages to control it, gets it back to Hunt, who'll dribble into the front court just in time. 17 seconds on the shot clock. Wilson back to Hunt as they move it on the right wing. Cross court to Lacey from the left for three. A little bit long, and Zavik with a long rebound will dribble it back in the front court for Boleyn. She'll drive inside, flick it back out. Burston from about the three-point line, but she'll get her own rebound, take it to the baseline, back to Jerry to Milner, and they'll set up a play. Still 17 seconds on their shot clock, 45 to three-quarter time. Zavik driving inside, shot won't go. Bowley defensive rebound as she just had possession and gave it to Hunt for the Caps.
Yeah, and Caps will be looking to get a good last possession out of this.
Hunt driving around at the lane. Whoa, just left it a little bit short. That would have been a big basket.
That would have been great, but it now gives, you know, basically there's, what, 19 on the shot clock and 21 on
there's a couple of seconds difference. Milner then looking to set up the play. Burston gives her a screen at the top and gets the pass back. The pass down for Jerry under the basket. Put it on the floor. Jump ball. It'll be Berlin ball, though. Great defense. They've got 3 seconds on the shot clock.
Excellent defensive rotation from Canberra on that play and, good trap.
So they've sent in a couple of talls. They've gone with a three-tall lineup. Beattie. Tolo is off. She couldn't make up her mind. She was in, out, in and out.
Is it me?
Bakovic is in.
Clearer communication's what needed there. Oh, good defense on the out of bounds from Canberra.
They've got 3 seconds to try and get something up. They ain't going to get it. No, they didn't. Penaluda forced up a shot, but it was too late. Caps will get 2 seconds. If they're going to be totally accurate, it should be 3 seconds. Harry, I think, was appealing. Maybe you should change it to three. Will they bother putting up a shot? They'll just hold on to it.
Oh, they'll jack it.
Won't get it up in time. Didn't get the shot away. three-quarter time. Three-quarter time, the five-point lead is still a great battle, doing worthy of a grand final replay preview, finals preview.
Has been a great game so far, and it'll be. I hope that it stays close in this last quarter and we don't see a blowout, because I think it's worthy of that kind of contest. I think, you know, Bulleen are probably, without having the ability to use Cambridge for extended minutes in that quarter, have really probably hung around and done a great job of that. I think Canberra, you know, have retained control, but there have been times where they've looked pretty shaky.
Indeed they have. It doesn't look like Cambridge is going to start the fourth quarter. It'll be Reid, Penaluna, Milner, Burston and Zavick who are sitting down getting the instructions. So they look like they'll be the five that'll be starting for Bulleen. But, yeah, I guess it depends on how things go at the start of the fourth quarter, how long before we see Cambridge in there.
That's right. And I think, you know, Tom will definitely use a when and will depend on what happens as they come out of their three-quarter break. Desi Glorbit still hasn't seen any court time. Mark.
Yeah, I'm a little bit confused. I don't know what she's played this year. I could find the stats here, but
she's certainly been down.
I'm too blind to read them right now. But
yeah, but you know, she's a quality player, and she's.
Yeah, and it's great to see her back here because she was part of that AIS team. She was the captain.
That's right.
A great side. They've won their first and only AIS championship right here at this arena.
Coach Graff said, this is another first quarter. We held them to 11. We've got to do all that again, work on it again. Coach Maher, of course, has got Cambridge on four fouls. He spent a fair amount of his time working on the team's defensive roster on how they're going to play with Penaluna on Bakovic and getting Cambridge as much court time as she can find.
So the Capitals about to come out. Bakovic, Wilson, Alison Lacey, Nicole Hunt, and
Beatty.
Well, just to prove me wrong, Cambridge is coming back. I thought the five that were sitting on the bench were going to be the five starting, but Cambridge was standing. She's up. She's out there. O'Hay, Cambridge, Penaluna, Milner, and Jarry. The Caps will have first possession to start the fourth quarter. Wilson inbounds it to Hunt. So you've got Bakovic, Beatty, and Lacey, who gets it on the right left wing. Gets it down to Wilson. Get it into Beatty. Going against Cambridge, who just puts her hands up.
Nice.
Beatty in reverse. Lays it in.
Tracy Beatty.
I thought the play would be given to Bakovic to go in it, but no. Tracy Beatty.
She hasn't made too many of those type of moves in her career, but what a time to pull it out, hey?
Nice one. Milner then from the left wing. Off to Cambridge. Shoots from outside and gets the 19-footer to drop. She's got double figures. She's got 11 now for the game as Bakovic gets it low post. Backing in is Penaluna. Turn around. Shot won't drop for her. Penaluna tips it out. Ball loose on the ground. Lacey picking it up. Flicks it out but only finds Milner. And Milner will take off. Hunt's in front of her, so it's a slower.
Probably would have been better off just wrapping that one up.
Charge or a block, but it's a block on Beatty.
Yeah.
Cambridge came up a little bit sore on her ankle, but she'll go to the line for a couple of free throws. Number two foul for Tracy. And Cambridge at the line for a couple of free throws.
Yeah, Lacey did a good job of hustling, getting on the floor to get after that one, but probably should have just sat on it rather than throwing it out on that occasion.
Cambridge misses the free throw. And the second. Beatty gets the defensive rebound. And she'll give it to Hunt, and the Caps will bring it back into the front court as they lost nothing on that possession. They're still leading by five, 53-48. Hunt on the right wing for the Caps. To Lacey, comes back to the left. Wilson coming across to the left. She's all alone for three. No.
She's still got to keep taking it.
Kicked alive by Beatty to Bakovic. Bakovic into Wilson. Easy layup.
Good vision.
Great work.
Good vision from Susie Bakovic to find Carly Wilson. Carly's still got to take those shots. They're the right shots for her to take. They're not dropping, but she's got to keep taking them.
Oh, hey, into Cambridge. Down the centre of the lane. Third foul on Beatty, I believe. Another shooting foul.
I think they called it on Susie on that one.
Could be eight. Or was it Wilson? Yep, Susie Bakovic. Just her second. Penaluna sits down and Burston comes back in. Cozy is in for Lacey.
And
she missed both of these last time.
Susie's talking to the referee. I think she's not happy. This time, Cambridge makes the first of the free throws.
Well, Susie's never been shy. She'll always have something to say.
Cambridge makes them both this time. Crosswhite comes in for Cambridge. Bowley comes in for Batkovic. So the two bigs both sit down. And the Caps all have it in the backcourt. Bowley inbounds it to Cozier. Cozier across to Bowley, who brings it into the front court on the right wing. Off to Hunt. Ball knocked loose. Hunt still picks it up. Now sets a screen from Beattie. Drives in at the basket. Lays it up and in. Great work.
Great job. Great job. You know, soft finish. You know, tough to come up against. I think it was Burson that she ended up having to shoot that one over.
Jerry coming around the screen at the top. Back for Crosswhite to the outside jumper. Won't go. Cozy, a defensive rebound. She comes down the right wing into the front court. Caps leading by 7 with 7 minutes and 49 seconds on the game clock. Hunt to Wilson on the left wing. Cozier cutting across the paint. Gets it in the left wing, but it was a little bit loose. And O'Hay picks it up. Dives on the floor.
Beattie will get called
Beattie
for that
over
one.
The top. That was a good jump ball, wasn't it?
Yeah, after she came through the back, I think it was, wasn't terribly subtle from Tracy Beattie on that occasion. That's her third. But, yeah, Tracy, she's played some minutes tonight, and it's been really useful minutes. Her size has really helped Canberra.
She just played 2.5 minutes to start the fourth quarter and was a big part of this building this lead and containing it. So, yeah, she just played well. She's off. Tolo is back in. And the Boleyn just move it inside, and their passing inside is very, very good. O'Hay to Crosswhite for the easy layup on that one. Cozier to Tolo to Wilson on the right wing. 57-52. Caps leading by 5. Hunt to Cozier on the left wing. In for Tolo, low post. Round the corner to Bowley. Lost the handle on it. Ball out of bounds off Bowley. And she dived trying to save it. Turnover against...
Yeah, probably
the Capitals, they're into double figures. Oh. And not as bad as Boleyn, who've improved, must it say. They've only given 19 right now. As Milner hands off to O'Hay, comes around a screen at the top, back for Crosswhite. 3. Won't go. Tolo gets the defensive rebound, gives it to Hunt. And she'll bring it back into the front court. Goes around the screen
and
to the baseline. Won't go. Left it a little bit short, but Bowley gets the offensive board, and they'll set up another play. Wilson to hand off to Hunt at the top of the key, and they'll set up from there. Dribbles out to the right. Comes back towards center court. Comes the left. Wilson at the elbow into Tolo. Fouled in the act of shooting. Tolo will go to the line as it wouldn't go in for a Crosswhite. Gets a foul. Her first of the game. She just stepped in there. Kylie Reid and Hannah Zavick come in for Milner and Rachel Jarry. Tolo will go to the line as Alison Lacey comes in for Nicole Hunt. There's obviously all these tactical switches where one side replaces. Well, you're on for them.
That's right. And you can see every time Milner takes sits and you get the bigger Zavics running in the guard, the point spot, and Graffy's pulling Hunt and putting Lacey on, so they've got the matchup size wise.
Well, Tolo missed the first, made the second, and now there's some substitutions. Bowley's off, Bakovic is back in, Cambridge is in for Boleyn. As Burston sat down, Crosswhite sat down, so there was somebody else as well out there. Anyway, Boleyn have it from the backcourt. O'Hay with Cambridge, Penaluna, Reed and Zavick. Cambridge, right elbow, tries to force a pass inside.
Oh, soft call
and
there.
And a foul away from the ball.
I think they call that on Lacey. That's a bit soft, that one, I think, Mark.
Yep, and that's the fourth team foul against the Capitals.
Yeah.
With 6 minutes still to go.
And Boleyn only have one.
Oh, hey, into Cambridge against Tolo. Shoots over the top of her and in it goes. As Lacey gets the ball off the inbound from Bakovic, and she'll bring it into the front court. Down the left wing she comes. Looking to drive baseline. No, comes back to Cozier. Cozier to Bakovic on the right at the elbow.
finds Wilson on the left for three, and in it goes.
There it goes, that's right.
No, just a two. Had a toe on the line. Three would have been nice.
Poor defensive transition from Canberra to leave Kylie Reid open for the
three. She hit the three. 3-point game, 60-57, 5.5 minutes left here. Cozier on the left wing. Tolo to Lacey on the right wing. Looking for Bakovic, low post, and Penaluna coming around the screen will be caught for the hold. Trying to defend. Penaluna's first foul of the game. Just the second team foul against Bulleen for this quarter. So they're nowhere near the trouble situation yet. Capitals will inbound under their offensive basket. Wilson comes across and gets it on the right wing. Back to Lacey. Lacey coming around the screen from Bakovic to the left. Back to Wilson on the right. She feels confident. Three from the right, won't go. Cozy gets the offensive board. Ball loose. Oh, hey, picks it up and she's off to the races. Cozy will make her earn it. She does.
She does. Oh.
And goes and takes a seat in those seats just behind the goalpost. But Cozy are making her earn it. So you're going to the line. You're not getting an easy layup.
No easy layups in my house. That's right. And it was a good offensive board from Cozy. Unfortunately, she just... wasn't able to hold onto the possession.
Well, Cozy's running down to get a bit of blood on her wrist.
Yep, a bit of tape. Tissue, a bit of tape, stop that.
As O'Hay at the line makes the first of the free throws. It's now two.
Well, it's back to a one point game.
60-59, 5 minutes to go. Lacey gets it off the inbound pass. Cozy has got a bit of tape around her right wrist and it's blood related, so nothing to worry about. Lacey off to the right, back for Wilson, puts it on the floor, drives in the paint, off the back of it, turnaround jumper from 10 foot, won't go, gets her offensive board.
Good board, good job.
Keeps it alive, back out to Lacey. Second opportunity for the Capitals. Wilson comes out to set a screen on the right, Lacey goes there. Back to Wilson on the left. Into Bakovic
is being held. Penaluma.
Well, they're not calling it. Cozier across the lane. Tries to force the ball around. Cambridge can't. And then O'Hay can't get to the ball. Lost it out of bounds. Capitals ball. Bit of luck for the Caps as they... But Penaluma was just absolutely all over Bakovic, grabbing and holding onto her. But nothing being called.
That's right.
Wilson inbound from the right wing to Lacey. Comes out, gets the ball to Bibby, who's come into the game. Shot. Well, we've got... Shot clock wasn't reset.
Should have been a reset.
So it should be Capitals ball again.
They'll absolutely
reset the clock. It's about 4:19 to go. Do they want to put a couple of seconds back on the game clock, or... Referees discussing what they want to do. It'll be Capitals ball, I believe, although Bulleen think they've got it. Well, three of them do. They've just wandered down like they've got the ball.
Yeah. It should have been a reset clock.
It's a reset of the clock.
That's right, because O'Hay got a hand on it.
It's Capitals ball.
Not sure quite what is... There we go.
Boy, there's some confusion out there, but it is Capitals ball from the right wing. 14 seconds has been put on the shot clock. As Wilson will inbound it to Tolo. Anyway, back to Wilson in the right corner. Back for Lacey. To Wilson on the right, into Tolo, low post, backing in against Cambridge. Takes it at a... Shot won't get in. Penaluna with a defensive rebound.
Yeah, good move from Tolo, just not able to finish off. It's a tough ask to get a shot over the top of Cambridge.
Who's sitting on four fouls as well. Zabek towards Cambridge. Bakovic knocks it away, but Bulleen still have it. Cambridge, will she put up a three? No. Walks in, knocks Bakovic to the ground. Shot won't drop for him. Penaluna gets an easy rebound.
The
turnaround jumper. Bulleen are in front for the first time since about the second minute of the game.
That's right, and Canberra's called a timeout, and that's just a poor job of just not keeping them off of the glass there from Canberra. They've struggled all night on the boards, and, those are the ones that end up being costly coming down the stretch.
Susie not happy. She got elbowed to the ground by Cambridge. That could be a big, big play here, but Bulleen are back in front for the first time. It probably was about 2 minutes. They scored the first basket of the game on a three and didn't score again until the Caps had run up about a 10 or 12.
That's right. So, good time to hit the front.
Well, with 3 minutes and 45 seconds,
that's
it's
right.
The right time.
And with the foul count situation where we've got Canberra sitting with five team fouls and Bulleen only with two, that could prove very, very important.
Indeed, it is 15-9 this quarter. Craig?
You can't tell these two coaches are a mentor and student. Walk over, see Graffy. She said, girls, you've got to D it up. Walk over to Tom Maher. Girls, you've got to D it up. Very, very similar message. She said, don't worry about the score. We just got to keep making sure we play hard D ball. For Coach Maher, he wants them to get that post working and try and keep their momentum run continuing on here with the last 3 minutes and 45 seconds.
So the Caps will have it after the basket by Penaluna. Wilson will inbound to Lacey, Tolo, Bakovic and Bibby are the ones out there for the Caps right now. Lacey gets it in the corner and gets double-teamed immediately. Ball lost out of bounds off O'Hay, says the referee. Caps ball in the backcourt, but there's seconds running down off the clock. Cap. Wilson again will inbound to Lacey. Back to Wilson. Runs into O'Hay. Off to Lacey.
Yep.
Didn't get it into the front court in time.
Yep.
Backcourt violation.
Just poor organisation from Canberra. Bulleen have gone into a 1-2-1-1 trap extended down the floor, and I think they need Hunt back out on the floor if they're going to keep running that sort of defence.
Jerry forces a pass inside. Tolo over the back of Zavik's been called for the foul, and Tolo doesn't like it. The crowd doesn't like it.
But she did
and
reach.
That's four on Tolo.
Yeah, well, she reached in there.
It's always a danger reaching over the back, even
that's
if you
right.
are much taller than the player. So Zavik goes to the line. Makes the first free throw.
Canberra have to hold their nerve here.
Right now, Bulleen have got the momentum. Zavik makes them both. 3-point lead for Bulleen as Lacey with the ball. This time she can get into the front court as she comes down the left. Finds Wilson. Wilson looking for someone to pass to. Cambridge falls to the ground. Lacey, give it to Bakovic. Bakovic to Bibby on the right wing, who was clapping for it. She wanted it. Puts up a 10-foot jumper. In and out. Wooden drop for a Penaluna with the rebound. And O'Hay brings it back into the front court. Down the right wing, Jarry.
Canberra really need a stop on this possession.
And no fouls. Elbow into Bibby. But Bibby had been called already for a foul on the reach-in.
I'm not surprised to see Hunt coming back on the floor. Canberra for Bibby, though. Okay.
So Zavik goes to the line for free throws again. One of the referees did have a word to Zavik about the elbow to Bibby's head. But it came after she'd called the first foul.
That's right.
You can always cancel them.
True.
Zavik makes the first, makes the second. Bakovic gives it to Hunt, who's into the game for Bibby, who sat down. Hunt down the right wing to Lacey. They look to set some screens in front of her. Gets it to Tolo against Cambridge under the basket. Finds Wilson on the left wing. Comes around to the screen. 10-foot jumper. Floating jumper won't go for
going in.
And Penaluna ends up with a defensive rebound. As Bulleen lean all over the defending players. O'Hay pull up at the other end and hits it from outside. And, well, guess what? Bulleen leading by seven.
That's right.
Unbelievable.
How quickly that game has just turned around. And you know, Canberra have really got to do something special here. They're just not able to get any stops the last couple of possessions. Had some good looks at the basket, but they've gone in and out. And, you know, Bulleen would be pretty happy with where they're sitting right now. 2.5 minutes to go in the quarter, and they've still got the advantage of going to the foul line every time Canberra fouls.
Indeed they do. So it's Bulleen up by seven, 67-60. 2:30 on the clock exactly. Yeah. Team fouls five. Well, the Caps are in the penalty, so they can't foul. They've got to try not to foul anyway. Or get some luck with the calls. Just two against Boleyn for the quarter.
Yeah.
Been a crazy game foul-wise. And the Caps need to get a basket.
Caps, absolutely. And they need one to drop for them. And they've got to get some stops at the other end of the floor as well. So, you know, they need to come down as we'll go to Craig.
Coach Graff said, be calm. It's three shots and we've still got a long time to go. But then she was right at Bakovic saying she's got to lift the D. They really need to get these stops going. And she wants everyone else off the glass. She also very hard at Tolo. The crowd is one thing that Tom Maher was talking about that could lift the Capitals here. He wants them to shut that down and just keep going. Take the shots when they're there and work hard in defence.
Hunt gets the ball from Lacey. Back to Lacey to drive into the right, down the right wing as the Caps have the possession. Hunt with the ball from the top. They need a basket here off this possession. Back of it, gets it at the top of the key to Wilson left wing. Inside they go to Tolo and a foul inside. And the crowd like that because there's finally a foul.
That's right.
I'll make this early call, but yeah, the guys in grey have had a bit of a say in tonight's proceedings, which is, I think, is a little bit disappointing. But anyway, that's the end of that. Cozy is in for Lacey, who sits down. Cozy will inbound under the offensive basket into Bakovic. 13 seconds on the shot clock. Bakovic outside. And then Cambage is gone. And that's the fourth team foul on Boleyn as well.
That's
I didn't see it, did you?
Look, I didn't see much in it. To me, it was fairly soft. I don't think it adds anything to the game, and you just let that one go, to be quite honest.
Well, I think that's really unfortunate. It looked like Bakovic and Cambage turned to run back down court. There was a bit of contact between them, but...
Yeah, no, that... You know, great for Canberra that Cambage is off the floor, but
it.
I can't see that that was a foul.
With 15 points, she sat down as the Caps still have possession. Cozier into back of it, low post, backing in the paint.
Great job.
Banks it in off the glass, they needed that. They got the possession, they got the basket. Now they need some defensive stops. Without fouls. As Jerry has it on the left wing. Back to Zavik, goes around a screen to the right. Back to Burston to Jerry on the left. Penaluna top of the key, running the shot clock down to seven. Penaluna to Burston for the three from the left wing. Won't go. Tolo with a defensive rebound. And she'll do the dribbling to get it into the front court.
Oh,
no,
dear.
Gives it back to Hunt. Jerry, a reach in foul. Both teams are in the penalty now. We've had three really quick fouls called on Boleyn all of a sudden.
That's really important now. That's a bonus situation.
We're in almost 8 minutes and they had two.
I know.
And within like a minute, they've had three.
Yep.
Try calling it.
Well,
try figuring it out.
It's been grand final basketball. I don't know that it's been grand final reffing, Mark.
Tolo at the line then.
She needs to make
still moves. Leading by, still trailing by five. She misses the first. I think the crowd story told you what that means. She makes the second.
So Canberra need another stop here. They've got to play some really good D. And
minute 25, 4 point game, 67-63. Boleyn lead as Zavik gets it top of the key. Burston comes across as a set of screen. Zavik back to Penaluna to Hay on the left wing. Penaluna cuts to the baseline. Wilson driving inside. Tries to lay it up but won't go. Wilson.
Look, I don't have any, you know, but where that ref was to blow that foul, how does she call that from out here?
Don't know. She's in a worse position than me.
I don't know.
Oh, hey, goes the line for a couple of free throws.
She's in no better position than me to blow that one.
So, oh, hey, at the free throw line, makes the first. Restores the 5 point lead. Mm. Crucial.
Absolutely crucial. Makes them
6 both. 6 point lead as Tolo will inbound to Hunt. A minute and six to go as Hunt will drive down. They need a quick basket. Dribbles back to the right, back for the left to Wilson, into Bakovic. Bakovic driving into the paint, flick around
good
the corner
pass.
For Tolo. Basket.
Great pass.
Lovely work from Bakovic.
Still a lot, though. 4-point difference. Canberra has to come up with a stop on this play. We see Penaluma just trying to walk through, and Milner.
Fouled in the act of shooting. Milner will go to the line. As they had wound 11 seconds off the shot clock. 42 seconds left on the game clock. Milner at the line. It looks like Bulleen.
Milner's pretty good from the line. I'd be very surprised if she misses these, but
anything can happen, but I ain't going to. I'm going to call it, unfortunately. Milner makes the
both. Makes both, yeah. I think it's a bit tough from here for Canberra.
Tolo.
Unless Bulleen have a brain explosion.
Yeah, well, the Caps are now going to start fouling, and we know where that's headed.
Yeah.
Hunt in the front court to Tolo, to back of the gun underneath. Won't get the first, gets the second.
Good job to
back
finish
to
it.
A 4-point game. They need a foul straight away. Hunt fouls Milner, who walked to the other end. Hunt has got through just two fouls on her. And so Milner walks to the other end. But, yeah, the foul's just going to make it too hard here. 28 seconds left on the game clock. 4-point lead. Could be extended to six. Milner misses the first. But even a 5-point lead would be significant with 28 seconds.
That's right.
Misses them both, though. And Tolo. Oh, Penaluna's ruled to have knocked it out of bounds.
Oh, we've got a timeout called. Okay, Mark.
4-point game. 27 seconds. Fouled in the act of shooting a three, perhaps?
Perhaps. Look, Canberra have got to come down and get a quick score. They can't afford to muck around with the ball too much, and I'm sure that Tom Maher will be talking to his Bulleen girls about not putting them on the line, because he certainly doesn't want Canberra scoring points in dead time.
No, indeed they won't. Tom Maher talking to the girls. O'Hayes, Zavick, Milner, Penaluna and Jerry will be the five, perhaps out on court. Well, it'll be Kozier, Bakovic, Hunt, and a couple
Wilson.
Of the others. But
Wilson and Tolo.
Wilson and Tolo, you would expect for the Capitals. Oh, this is a vital last few seconds here. And if Bulleen, as it looks like, hold on to this, it's going to be huge for them, Craig.
Tom Maher says you've just got to pay the best 27 seconds of defence you have in your life. He said you don't need a three-pointer to lose this game. The Caps don't need a three-pointer to win it. So Coach Graff was coaching them on back cuts, trying to get that ball inside, and then, of course, force the turnover with whatever seconds remaining.
So Caps from the right wing, Wilson calling the play. Kozier gets it in the corner. Straight into Bakovic.
Yeah,
it's a 2-point game.
Done. Woohoo!
Rebound into Jerry. Jerry fouled by Bakovic. Bakovic has three fouls, so she stays, but Jerry walks to the other end and will go to the line. It's a 2-point game, 71-69. There's only 22 seconds left, so only a couple of seconds went off the shot clock.
This is why you practice foul shots. Absolutely why you practice the foul shots.
And they've been shooting them at over 70% tonight. The Caps only 53%. I might tell you a little bit of a story. She makes the first and the second. So, 4-point game. Back again. Hunt with the inbound. Thumbs up as she brings it down. Straight down centre. Drives around the layup.
Foul!
Jerry,
surely
great defense.
Foul.
Oh, foul, they called one. Is it Jerry or?
Has to be on Jerry.
And that's her out of the game. They'll put Nicole Hunt at the line. 15 seconds left in the game.
Yeah, she really needs to knock these two down. And as we see Anna Crosswhite coming back out onto the floor for Jerry.
73-69. Kind of funny, all the fouls that have been called against the Capitals, and the two that have fouled out of Burke being from Bulleen. Hunt at the line, makes the free throw. 3-point game.
Makes
them both. 2-point game, 15 seconds. Foul needed as O'Hay gets it, and she's fouled by...
Susie Bekovic, I think, will be blamed for that one.
Hunt. She's got three. So we walk to the other end of the court. Only 1 second went off the clock. Jenna O'Hay will go to the line. This last minute's going to take about 15 minutes
long,
to play.
Long lesson.
Misses the first. The worst, it's going to be a 3-point game.
Mm.
O'Hay, Hunt got the call from Carrie Graff. She makes the second. Tolo will inbound. Gets it to Hunt. Quickly down the right she comes. Around Penaloon, around Milner. Tries to chuck a pass to Wilson. And O'Hay is fouled by Tolo, and that will do it. 6 seconds left in the game. It was a bad pass towards Wilson on the left who had set up for the three. That was the play, but... And Tolo, she's fouled out as well. Bibby comes back in.
Well, that's right. I mean, O'Hay still has to knock these down. There's still 6 seconds on the shot clock, conceivably. If
makes
she
makes one, though,
she makes one, it's game over.
Definitely gone.
Unless Bulleen, you know, brain explosion and foul someone on a three who makes it, but game over.
She makes the first.
Makes the second, and it's well and truly game over.
It's
pretty well game over now, Mark.
4-point game with 6 seconds. Misses the second. Penaluna inside sticks it back in, so it's even worse than that. Cozier won't put up a shot as she's fouled it halfway, and Milner can't believe it. With 2 seconds left in the game, I'm sure she was an actor shooting from out there. Yep, Milner. Timeout called. Oh. Milner's second foul of the first foul of the game.
Yeah.
Comes with 2 seconds left in the game. Cambridge knows they've won.
Yeah, certainly.
And Wawa handled the fourth quarter better, didn't they? So they've got the win.
Absolutely. You know, that's coming down. And with players with some foul trouble and all the rest of it, you know, Canberra hurt by just getting into that bonus situation. Well, 6 minutes to go in the last quarter.
Yeah.
That hurt. That really hurt them at... you know, gave Bulleen the advantage in so many ways, and they were smart and they used that, and you know, have come away with a win, and rightly they're sitting in top position and have shown tonight why they are.
Indeed they have. They will improve to 15-2. The Caps will drop to 15-4.
I think
you can pretty much say they've wrapped up top spot with this one.
They absolutely, yeah.
Cozier it is that was fouled. She'll be going to the line.
Just go to Craig.
They're just trying to confirm.
No, Craig's...
Yep.
We've got some confusion here.
Who was fouled in the act of shooting? Not the act of shooting, but
did
was
he
fouled.
Did he call it in the act of shooting? I guess
No, they're in the penalty, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
She was coming across the half court and definitely wasn't shooting, but Cozier will go to the
line. Hail Mary.
Well, it was
from
out in 3-point land, perhaps. Then that could make it a three, but it's still too far behind.
Graffy's still arguing that she was shooting the ball.
Cozier misses
deliberately
the second.
Misses the second
ball
I
tipped
think.
Around loose. Yeah. Zavik trying to pick it up. It's all over. Bulleen have won by five.
Yep, 77-72.
Well, I'm not sure they were necessarily the better team on the night. They were the better team in the fourth quarter. No, we got a foul called. The game ain't over.
So what's going on? We've got Zavik on the foul
line.
The
final score is not decided yet. Zavik's gone to the line. Everyone missed that one. Zavik makes the first.
Team in grey have been ordinary tonight, Mark.
Yeah. You don't want this in the final series.
No.
Bulleen win, though. 79-72 becomes the final score as Zavik walks down with nothing on the clock. makes a couple of free throws, 79-72. Bulleen beat the Canberra Capitals at home, so,
Good win from Bulleen. They certainly toughed it out in that last quarter. They hung around. There were times during the game when, Canberra were looking like they were really going to get on top and start to run away, and they certainly did a good job of hanging in there and putting themselves in the position to be able to, three-quarter time, make a run in that last quarter.
Yeah, Craig's down the court side. He's going to try and catch some interviews. Tom's trying to walk away from him. He wants to get the team over there and have a chat to them.
Come.
Craig's chasing him. See if he can try and get a conversation.
He's off to the change room, but Craig's got him right now.
Tom, congratulations. It was a game of rugby tonight, and you guys managed to hold tough.
Yes, it wasn't. I didn't enjoy the game too much. I mean, I enjoyed the win. I think our conditioning was good for us. I was disappointed with a lot of our efforts. Like 4 weeks to go, I'm not saying that's going to win the championship.
One of the things I noticed was when you said to the girls, you tell me you want to win a championship, but you don't show me on the floor, that was a big momentum shift to you, and the girls really lifted after that comment.
I can't remember really, but I think our Achilles heel is that we're borderline pathetic with winning possession. And unless you're a good possession winning team, you cannot win grand finals. And there's a youthful naivety about the little tricks and body movements about putting yourself in position to get it to get a loose ball. And we're horrible at that, and it's not good enough.
Well, 4 weeks to change it around before the playoffs, and at the moment you're on top spot with probably the split over the Caps.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the split was 7, so I think it was about the same score. I don't know, but it's 1-1. They've got 4 losses. We'd have to lose 2 more times before the split comes in, so they don't care. That doesn't matter. We're not going to lose twice. We can lose once, but we're not going to lose twice. Well, knock on wood.
All the best for the rest of the season. Thanks. Thanks very much to Tom Maher.
Yes, Tom Maher. Yeah, they ain't going to lose twice.
You probably noticed Bulleen straight off to the sheds immediately. So we were trying to speak to Rachel Jarry, but we didn't get a chance. Hopefully we can speak to Graffy in a moment.
Yeah, the Capitals are still out there on court. Bibby is being talked to by, not my next teammate, next Capital anyway. They're drawing a raffle. Somebody's getting a T-shirt. Well, the Caps have lost this one and will be disappointed with their fourth quarter because it ended up... The old computer is playing up badly here. The final quarter was not good. It was about 33-21 in favour of Bulleen. So we're trying to refresh it, and it's just not going to play for us right now.
Tonight.
But yeah, Bulleen did a greater job controlling their turnovers. They ended up with 19, which was really surprising.
Much better second half.
They had about 16 at half time.
That's right.
So they're a lot better in that way. And the Caps have got got some thinking to do. They've got a couple of games against Logan over the next couple of weeks, which will be tough for them.
Very, very tough. They're here next week in Canberra,
here.
And then I think they back up straight after the week after in Queensland. So certainly not an
Sydney,
easy run.
Sydney at the end.
Yes, that's right. And despite Sydney, being out of finals contention, they're never an easy game. Never an easy game. So, tough run for Canberra, but they're not going to have top spot now. I think Bulleen, no one can knock Bulleen out of top spot. So, I think for Canberra, it's good for them to have some of those tough games going down the stretch to really prepare them for what's going to be a really, really hard final series.
Guys, we've got Graffy down here, and Graffy, these big games are what you coach for, but you prefer a different result.
Yeah, we do, but it's a result at the end that'll matter to us most. I mean, look, that was a hell of a game. We struggled to score in that last quarter. I think that hurt us. But, there was some good things for us to come out of that game. Obviously, we didn't get the win we want, but it's not the playoffs yet. We can still get a home court final here. So we got to, we had some great quarters. I was happy with our first quarter defensively. Our third, I thought, was really tough. You know, the problem for us was that foul count. When they shoot 42 free throws, you know, and we fouled in the last minute 10. 42 free throws is way too many. You know, we didn't get as many at the other end, and I think that really impacted the score. I mean, when you're shooting 42 free throws, you're getting a lot of points from there. So, you know, look, I'm happy with that ball game other than the result.
Coach Maher said his team isn't going to win a championship playing like that. Those bits you saw can win you the championship?
Well, not an entire game. We lost a game against the top team. So, no, there's patches there for us. I think defensively, two quarters, we did a hell of a job. You know, we still got a lot of growth in 3 weeks. You know, I didn't think we had, you know, everyone involved in that game. I thought Tolo battled hard. You know, Susie was tough, and I think defended Cambridge really well. You know, we'll take a lot out of that game. Like I said, two good quarters defensively, a lot to work on.
Well, next week, Logan at home, and an important game because the money going to the Queensland Flood Relief.
Yeah, I mean, it's huge for us. It was a great crowd tonight. Hopefully the people who came tonight will come back. I think they got a hell of a game out of that. It was a great crowd, and you know, we want to do our part for the, you know, it's being Logan, a Queensland team. We want to do our part for those the people in Queensland that are going through that.
All the best.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot to Kerry Graff. We'll have a chat to a couple of the Capitals before we wrap it up here.
Interesting point from Graffy about not everyone being involved in the game. You look at the Canberra lineup, and Cozier was very quiet for Canberra. We expect more out of her. She did a lot of little stuff, but just didn't factor in the...
5 rebounds, 2 steals.
Yeah. She normally produces more on the scoring front, doesn't she, Craig?
Yeah.
Does she end up with...
She does. Just three points. Yeah, there wasn't much there.
Just Bibby tonight. It's not the results you want, but Graffy said there was a lot of patches there that she's going to take out of that were good signs.
Yeah, look, I think, you know, looking at that game, you know, we certainly walk away obviously disappointed in losing, but, you know, knowing that we can beat those guys, and, you know, if we've got to go to Melbourne to win that first semi-final, then that's what we got to do. But, you know, we certainly walk away, you know, believing that we can get those guys for sure.
What did you take out of this game? They were very physical on you, and it was just like a plan. Run Bibby around, really make you work.
Yeah, look, you know, I think we went away from what was working a little bit in the first half. You know, they've got good size, and, you know, executing our offense was what was giving us good open looks in the first half, and we sort of went away from that a little bit in the second half, and a little bit, you know, a little bit too much freelance, and, you know, they're able to use their size and to intimidate shots and then get off to the races down the other end. You know, we probably stopped crashing the O boards, and just little things like that sort of hurt you a little bit, and, you know, they're able to sneak away with a win. But, you know, like you said, we get to watch the tape and make a few adjustments, and you know, we'll hopefully get to play them in about 4 weeks.
Yeah, well, talking to me as the captain after a loss is probably the hardest part of the whole thing.
Yeah, look, we certainly never like losing, but, you know, they're a good side, and, you know, we were confident we could win today and certainly beat those guys, and nothing changes. You know, you certainly don't walk away going, well, you know, gee, we've got to go back to the drawing board and find some miracle, you know, antidote to be able to beat them. You know, I think we've certainly got the necessary tools to be able to knock them off in a final situation, and, you know, that's what we've got to do.
Well, all the best up against Logan next week.
Thank you.
Thanks very much, Jess Bibby.
Craig down there at courtside. Yeah, we're just looking at some of the stats, and Graffy did touch on it. The free throw shooting, Wollin went to the line 42 times and hit 30 of them. The Caps went 19 times and hit 11. So big, huge disparity, and that's reflected in the foul count.
Michelle Cozier down here with us, and Michelle, it's not the results you wanted up against Bulleen tonight, and you had them for a long time, but they're a tough, dogged team.
You know, they're a tough team. In the first quarter, we played really well. Defense was great. Same in the second quarter. But yeah, they're a tough team. That you know, it's, you know, 6 points or 7 points we lost in the end. But, you know, I think we can beat them. But you know, loss is a loss. But we'll come out in training court and work hard.
How are you feeling first?
Not too bad. I've had a back injury this week, so I wasn't feeling too good in the game. But, you know, once I get over that line, I've got to do my best, and, you know, I did what I could do tonight.
All right. Well, all the best, Logan, next week.
Thank you.
Thanks very much to Michelle Cozier.
Yes, Logan actually playing tonight against Townsville. They're hosting Townsville, and right now losing 31-24. That's a bit of a surprise. But I think Logan will come back. They tend to end their games pretty well. And the other game tonight, Adelaide are hosting Sydney, and Sydney leading by 10, 46 to 36 as Craig's heading back up here. Well, not much to say about that one.
But Bulleen won. It was a great game of basketball.
Fantastic game of basketball. And Bulleen, you know, really played smart and, as we said, hung around there. I think both teams have come away with a few things that they need to work on. And I hope the Grey Chiefs come away with a few things that they need to work on, because they did become a factor in that game, unfortunately, tonight. So, but certainly, you know, Bulleen are tough, and it's, you know, they've got a great depth and some really good talent, as has the Canberra lineup, and I just think we're in for some great basketball heading into finals.
It was a great game. Susie Bakovic, top scorer with 24. She got to the 2,000 mark, and I'm sure Tola got her two rebounds to get to 500, I think it was. 79-72, the Bulleen Boomers have defeated the Canberra Capitals here at the AIS Arena. So from the AIS Arena for sportradio.com.au, on behalf of Craig, Michelle and Simon, I'm Mark Aston, wishing you a very good night.